Good evening for reals this time, everybody.
For reals.
Oh, for crying out loud. We still have issues. That's just an iTunes issue. I don't know how to use
Welcome
iTunes.
Welcome to Slow Jams.
All right, shut up. I'll edit that out. You're attempting to listen to Davin's dad.
We're attempting to give it to you. Yeah. That's a two-way street here.
Once again, the technology is...
Fighting against us.
Yes, exactly. Discovering new errors and situations.
That was so bizarre. It just randomly plays music.
I don't know. Well, no, that's because I'm not...
You're not familiar with the new software.
Right. Anyway, yeah, you'll listen to Davin's and the show. That it's better than having a bunch of jackass comedians cost you millions of dollars. We're better than that. The number to call. The phones still work. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply go and open up a new window in your browser. Type in Davin Comedy. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom of the homepage. Click on that and then click chat and go. And you'll be listening to one of our great affiliates and in our very own chat room. I'm your host and engineer and technician and chief shit-stirrer-upper and kicker, Davin Rosenblatt. And I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Hewlett.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome aboard our show.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. Take your seat.
The crappos.
Soon we'll be making another round. Hey.
I'm glad I remembered I had this other backup program to record this.
My God.
Because the one I normally use.
Not so much, huh?
Not so much.
All right. Got a big show tonight.
Yes.
We'll have our, always one of my favorite shows of the year. The April Fool's Biggest Fool of the Year competition.
Right. Big Fools. Well, you know what? That's what we specialize in here. Big Fools.
Yeah. Anyway. So we have our Biggest Fool of the Year countdown, where we'll each have five contestants, and we'll battle it out to get the ultimate top five of the Biggest Fools. I have a very, very good track record, and I feel good about tonight's Fools.
I know.
I feel like I'm going to represent myself very well.
Mm. But you always think that,
and I do,
true.
And I do. So here's the cool thing, though. This year we're getting the audience involved.
Nice.
So we're going to give away one Surf Easy Total VPN protection
yes.
to one of our fans who is the biggest fool in the fan portion of the competition. There was a lot of entries. I just narrowed it down to the best two.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Because I can't make this a five-hour show.
And every once in a while there's something that's like, nice try, but oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy everybody participates. Also, our show, we made the papers again.
We most certainly did.
That's awesome.
We made the two hometown papers.
Certainly did.
We'll update you on that and on the story and tell you guys about the story that we've been covering since 2012.
It's very exciting to see stuff about us in the news in the paper.
Not really. Joe's always like, "What did I do now?"
No, to see us mentioned in the two papers that happen to be on the counter in my favorite diner.
Well, there
very
you go.
Cool.
There you go.
Did you show it to the folks?
What?
Well, you have secret identity. So what's so exciting about you? You give it to the cat. Box. Here you go. Crap.
There
on
you
this.
Go, cat.
The cats enjoyed reading about it.
The cats are big fans.
Yes, they wag their tail.
They're not dogs. They're cats, Joe.
The cats can wag their tail.
They move.
They move, unless they're Manx.
Yeah.
I have one short tail that just kind of works back and forth like a little bunny tail.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a little nubbin. She's a short tail.
Really?
All right.
It's very cute.
I'd be pissed. I want a tail. If I was a cat, I'd want a tail.
Like the full Monty.
Yeah, so I can wag
you're
that
a human.
Thing.
You'd think you'd want a brain, but you seem to work fine with that one.
I got you.
Oh, jeez.
So, you're talking about your cats. A little bit of bad news today.
Yeah, a lot of bad news today.
What happened?
Well, I didn't want to say a lot of bad news. We're going to start on like kind of a downer, but the show will pick up. But we're working this out. We're processing together as a family.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're all about telling you guys the truth, and it's like today was a
in
really,
most cases.
It was most of the time. It was a,
not
it was
your name, but
it was a harsh day for the. There's that. It was a harsh day for the Helix feline family because one of our cats is pretty ill.
Is it a leukemia cat?
No. That's AIDS cat.
Oh,
get your diseases right, Joe.
It's
a Mayo Clinic for cats over there.
Yeah, it is pretty much now. I brought the cat to. She's not been feeling well, and she didn't seem well at all last night. And I brought her to the vet this morning.
Nothing? Wait, we'll try now. How about now? Go on.
Now?
I'm sorry.
Are you here? Can you hear me now? And so the big three choices that we had to choose from were pneumonia, congestive heart failure, or cancer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What do you think won?
I would say pneumonia.
Really? You think we'd be having this discussion if it was pneumonia, if the cat had the sniffles?
Somebody else did.
The sniffles is bigger. Pneumonia is bigger than the sniffles. Cancer.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leukemia?
Oh, no. Masses.
Oh, really? Oh, geez.
Yeah.
How old's the cat?
Yeah. Not good.
Well, I said, how old's the cat?
Oh.
But imagine the
cat's
not great.
Not good. The age is not good.
Yeah, no, she's 13.
Oh, well, you had a good life.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty...
Who are you to judge? You had a hell of a run.
13 years for a cat? Yeah. That's plenty of life.
You used your nine lives a little quicker, but that's because you were such a frisky little kitty.
Ninth cat. You know, there's plenty of mice to chase and catnip to get high on and little frisky.
It's a cat, not you and your teens. Are they hearing okay in the chat room?
Well, I know that Lisa can hear me.
Okay, well, that's good.
She answered without me having to type anything in.
Okay. Good.
You know, so still figuring out what's exactly the whole story.
Well, you told me it's in some pretty important organs.
Not in.
Well, around. There,
yeah.
Is surgery an option?
I don't know if surgery's an option. I'm learning about kitty cancer as we go along today. Well, first, I didn't know what it was. Then we got down to, you know, and you learn, okay, we can do this, we can do that, and cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, right.
You know, and not that that's our primary concern, because we didn't have kids because we had cats. But,
right.
You know, it's like...
Well, they count, you know, they're your kids.
They're
in
my
way.
Kids, you know, so it's like, okay, so now what do we do, Doc? You know, and it's just like anybody gets sick, all of a sudden you get this, like, huge amount of medical information dumped on you, and it's like,
yeah.
Now make a decision. It's like, you know. I mean, yeah. So,
and then the doctor looked to the cat to try to get an intelligent answer.
Yeah, the cat is calling the shots now because I'm like, bah, bah, bah,
it's going to cost a fortune.
Yeah, but it's a cat. Yeah. I've spent thousands on cats.
Oh,
yeah. They died. Yeah, I spent like what, like $2,000 or $3,000, and the cat suffered through like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, I'm not really attached to the cats, so I don't.
You had a cat that you were attached to.
I know, but it's, you know,
who's the first one to pet and cuddle Meowie when she walks in the room? Meowie, I call her Meowie, but Meowie.
You're
here.
So creative.
Who, what's your
tail? I know, me. All right, I'd probably dump the loot.
Yeah, you'd lose.
Yeah, of course
your mind.
You do. You have that responsibility if you can do it. Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, like.
But I mean, is there a chance that you can do something to help the cat?
I don't know yet. Yeah. Now we're. I mean, it's just like with people. Now we're talking biopsies and you know, another scan.
Oh, well, I know where you took the cat. They like to run tests and do things.
I know.
They ain't cheap
because no. They're vets.
Yeah.
Yes. There should be Obamacare for kitties.
There should be, because it's like, cha-ching. But
poor cat's trying to log on.
If you like your
computer.
Vet, you get to keep him.
No, you don't.
No.
So I didn't go to one
damn
vet
socialist
today.
Cats.
I went to two vets today.
Second opinion?
No. First vet. Then
well, you always got to get a second opinion.
Well, no. Not,
oh, I always get a second opinion.
It's if it's really something horrible, I
well,
might,
I think I think this is horrible.
Well, the horror was developing as the day progressed.
Mm. Like your average day.
Yeah. You know, actually, you know, after the first cup of coffee, it's all downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, okay, here's, it's just like the medical shows. He slapped up the x-ray and I went, oh, shit. Because this is the big chunk where you're supposed to see the lungs. Yeah. You can only see half the lungs.
It looks like Newark, huh?
Yeah.
That's what like does that mean?
Just a mess.
I was in Newark last night. It was fine.
Really?
Yes, really.
Why don't you move there?
He's talking about the other side.
Why don't I move there? Yeah. Because look how long it'll take you to get there if you have to fight through a city of traffic.
Oh, no. Don't even suggest it.
Thank you keeping... I'm glad you're keeping not moving to Newark with us in mind.
Sure.
He's not moving.
Not the crime and the gunfire, but these guys, you know.
And Pip would be very popular in Newark if she had a block away. She'd be pooped before she popped.
With these childbearing hips, I'd be making
here
more money than any vendor.
She comes. She am Miss Newark.
She'd be ridden hard and wet and ripped apart by the time she got in to sit down to the mic.
Lungs.
I would not be able
to.
Oh, stop it.
What?
Nothing.
He said something inappropriate about the cat. This is why I call you a terrible person.
I'm not a terrible
You're
person.
You're not a good person.
I missed the lung comment. What was it?
Listen to it in the replay. Okay. The horribleness doesn't go away.
No, it never will. No, I wouldn't be able to sit down and do the show if I was walking through there.
You can stand. I don't care.
Yeah, I'd have to.
the poor little kitty with the
Is that a Fisher? No, it's a black man.
Really? And I'm the horrible one?
Yes.
Yes.
not talking about a cat's lungs. I'm talking about black people. Okay, there's a difference.
One of my job description. All right, moving on. With the lungs and stuff like that, it really looked bad.
Well, you know,
it spread. I'm assuming it really spread throughout the lungs.
No, it ends up what it was is that there's a lot of fluid around the lungs pushing in on them. So that's why she was so uncomfortable and listless.
So did they do something to make her comfortable? They drained some fluid?
They drained like a ton of fluid, they said. But then they, of course, did a scan, and they went, oh, yeah, look at those masses pressing on the heart and lungs. So I'm like, then they're going to check and see. They're going to do a biopsy, see what kind of cancer it is. They're going to do another scan to see how extensive it is. And then from those two things, we can tell what, if anything, we can do.
So once you're $2,000 in the hole, here are your options.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I passed that.
You put it on a credit card?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to give them a down payment.
That's why one of the reasons I don't get a pet. I mean, I love animals, but I just can't deal with
also now, if you want to get a pet, you can't just get a pet. They have to screen the households and everything.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, they do.
Let's be honest. Your house isn't fit for a human being nor a cat.
My house is very nice.
Really?
Don't let the cat sit on the bed.
Yeah, exactly. There. What is a cat going to sleep with? What canned goods is Joanne going to have the cat sleeping with?
Canned goods.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Curry, you seem like very loving people, but you can't have produce in the cat bed.
I hope that the
maybe I will get a maybe I will get a cat. Me and it can get some sleep finally.
it's like I hope your cat has good reflexes. There might be a whole bunch of canned peaches raining down on it if it lies on the bed next to you.
Oh yeah.
So I guess we find out more tomorrow.
Yeah, find out more tomorrow.
Well, listen, Paul, I've been there. It stinks.
No, I've been there too.
Yeah,
I've been there too. I've had cat diagnosed with leukemia. And other diseases and stuff like that. You know, I've had to put a couple of cats down. It's not fun.
Never easy.
No,
my cat Maui, who we all love, is still traumatized because we had her brother put down. The vet was nice enough to come here because we didn't want to take him out. So the vet made a house call.
Right.
But she saw that.
She saw.
I guess or smelled or whatever. And we've even switched vets.
And she's never been the same.
She's not good with vets. She's still you see her. She's still her sweet self, except when the vet. it scars
them.
They
have a memory because I remember one time when my cat's Rags used to have kittens all the time. I took her litter and I brought it down to the pound, and she never looked at me the same.
She was just like, you baby snatching bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like every other female, a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Had expectations for you and you let her down, didn't you, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Just took the easy way out.
No, I never took anybody, I never took a woman's kittens.
A woman's kitten?
A woman's kitten.
That's good, Joe. It's good to know that, if you should ever be in a woman's house, that her cats are safe. Glad you went on the record with that, Joe. We're breaking news here on Davin's Den.
last night, Mr. Helix was trying to give her pill, which is what we were giving her antibiotics.
Her
because those antibiotics really conquer cancer. Like,
are you just self-medicating, fiend?
No, yeah. We had been to the vet already, and her white blood cell count was a little high, so we were giving her amoxicillin to see how she did, not knowing that it was so much worse. But so we tried to give her the pill. Oh, my God. Talk about, fur flying, spurting. Well,
all right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need cat blood spurting.
No. I'm talking about us.
Oh, I don't give a shit about
they
that.
They rip us a new one when we try to give them pills.
Oh, try to give a cat a pill? It's like ridiculous. I used to wear oven mitts and go for battle.
It's like the Tasmanian devil is loose in your house. Well, Mr. Helix got a three-pong chomp on his hand, and he started screaming F-bombs down the hallway because he tried.
Not in front of the cats. You can't use that language.
Yeah. He tried to give it to her alone, and I'm like, I feel bad for him because I see these puncture wounds, and she's all a mess, all upset. But I'm like, you damn fool, you tried to give her a pill alone? What are you thinking?
Yes, that makes it better. He tried to be brave.
I had a cat with a broken leg. It was thumping around the house for about a month. Thugunk, 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 thugunk. Not very happy either.
Well, I was stuck in the house with you.
Yes.
Enough with the pornography. Can't you feed me? I can't walk anywhere without getting stuck on the floor.
You draw such a horrible picture of me every week.
Would you like to draw the horrible picture of
you? No, I'm
sorry.
Let him talk. He'll do it himself.
You say much worse things about your behavior than I've ever said about your behavior.
Oh. Well, I'm starting a boy band now. I put it on Facebook.
Excuse me.
Yes, I'm going to be called. It's going to be called the Honey Bunches. And I'm going to be Chad, the cute, shy one.
I like the fact that you're shy, because that'll probably mean you're quiet.
Oh, my God.
If people join it up left
and what do you want to be, like your pal and bang 15-year-old girls? What the hell's wrong with you?
I just always wanted to be in a boy band called the Honey Bunches.
You are in a boy band. It's just full of grown men. Who act like a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, Honey Bunch.
Oh. Well, instead of getting a better chance of getting the Honey Bunches together than my regular guys, you're trying to put a rehearsal together. It's a federal case.
Yeah, well. All right. Speaking of music.
Yes.
I got myself some tickets to see Queen and Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
She looks puzzled. Now, normally I'm a guy if the lead singer...
Normally you're a guy.
If the lead singer's not in the band, it's cute when she tries.
Well, he's not because he's dead.
That's true, Joe.
Joe, how are you enjoying the barrel this evening? Yes. I find it comfy.
You know, I might have to change my fool's countdown. I think we have two new entrants.
That's what I said.
I could have the cure for cancer tonight. Really stupid. Really?
Know, well,
really,
if you did, you should give it to Pip. She could use it.
Don't be stingy
yeah,
with that.
Exactly.
Really
if you got
stupid.
The
you're saving millions of lives. Really? Oh, that's cute.
If you got really? The cure for cancer, we were in the papers for the wrong things.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Shoot higher.
Stumbles onto it. Yeah, I was doing a keyboard solo when it came to me.
You think you got something. I got the cure for baldness. Hey, who's going to see some money?
I was cuddling up with green beans. In my sleep.
Then I thought, vegetables. That's a cure for cancer.
Yes.
So anyway.
Yeah, so I'm actually very excited about this, but I never like to see the bands without the lead singer. Like Great White's touring around right now,
right,
which is a band I like, and they have the Great White version of everybody except for the dead guy,
right,
and Jack Russell, and Jack Russell's doing his own version.
Right.
And if I was probably going to see one version, which I probably won't, I would see the one with the lead singer.
Right. Well, it's like with Queensryche. Same thing going on with those guys.
Exactly. Very good. But I've always been a proponent. Even Van Halen. I mean, it was just Michael Anthony. I just didn't feel like, well, it's not complete.
It's no.
It's just Michael Anthony?
No, it wasn't in the band.
He's not in the band anymore.
Right.
He plays with Sammy Hagar now. Wolfie is a very competent musician, a very competent band. But you know what? When you bring back the original lineup of Van Halen, it should be the original lineup of Van Halen.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I feel like Lambert's the one guy that can pull off Mercury.
I agree.
Totally agree.
So you guys kind of like agree with me that you never see the band without the lead singer, but this is like the one time?
You want to know something? It's like...
Unless it's one of your former bands, then you're not missing much.
But I mean, Adam Lambert really has the chops and the voice. He's flamboyant.
Yes.
And he seems like a natural fit.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a really good mix. I mean, was I not going to see The Who because Keith Moon died? No.
I mean,
I still went.
But he's not the lead singer.
No. The lead singer, that's really difficult to replace.
I mean, I saw Aerosmith with, who was it? Was it Tom Hamilton that was sick for a while?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw them without Tom Hamilton. I was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I'm sure there's people that saw Bon Jovi without Richie Sambora.
Although, that's another, you know what?
That's hard, too.
I didn't get tickets for that. First of all, I've seen Bon Jovi twice.
Yeah.
But I could have gotten tickets cheap, but I'm like, you know what? It's not Gats Sambora. I've just seen them recently with Sambora a couple times in the past 5-8 years.
Right.
Why the hell am I going to lay out money if you don't have the number two guy?
Right. Mm.
But some bands will surprise you. I went to see number one Alice in Chains. It's another case where the lead singer died.
Right.
I forgot the fellow's name that's singing out, but they're really good. They're really good. He steps up to the plate.
Yeah, but like it's the same thing with Journey. Supposedly this guy's really good. No desire.
I saw. I've seen that, and he really is good.
I saw a documentary about him, and he's fantastic.
He is really good.
I have no desire to see Quiet Riot without Kevin DeBrow. I have no desire to see Warrant without Janie Lane. I could see Skid Row. I have no desire to see them without Sebastian Bach.
I know.
I didn't want to see any of the three that you just mentioned, with or without.
Now, you know what surprised me?
I understand that as well.
Now, even seeing Styx, Styx doesn't have their original lineup anymore, but I did see them, and I caught
who's
them.
Who's left?
Well, I think Tommy Shaw. Okay.
So Shaw's one
guys.
Of the singers.
But the thing about it was that I went to see them, and I walked in, and I caught their last song.
Right.
And I was kicking myself in the ass because they were phenomenal.
Even
with the different guys in the lineup and stuff like that.
Why did you walk in and only catch a last song?
To prove a point.
Because, well, they were the first band on out of three. It was them, Foreigner, and Journey with Arnold Pineda. So I checked those guys out, and I'm like, wow, I should have. Because I purposely said Styx, really?
Yeah.
How good are they going to be?
I like Styx.
But with the new lineup, you get jaded just like we were discussing. So when I walked in, I'm like, God, I wish I saw the whole set.
Yeah.
Foreigner came on. They had a different singer, put on a really good show. And Journey came on with Arnold Pineda and ripped the roof off the place. you know, because he sounds exactly like Steve Perry. Perry doesn't want to tour anymore.
Yeah.
He's Steve Perry's like I think around 60. You know, not taking anything.
Still
away
young
from
enough
him.
To do it.
Still young enough to do it, but he doesn't want to do it. What are you supposed to? If you've got this legacy and you've got five other guys that want to play,
right.
What are you gonna sit around a house? If you can get a guy that sings just like him and really,
would you see Journey headlining with like an opening act that you've never heard of with the new guy? Would you, if the show is just Journey, essentially, it's not one of these bills where you want to see the other bands too. Are you going to pay hard money to see Journey with this guy?
With an opening, yes, I will.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I may because they're coming around in the summer.
How did you pass on Queen? But I mean, Queen's never around.
I'm not really that big of a Queen fan. I am a Queen fan, but I'm like, you know, there are certain, you know, it's weird. I'm weird with certain bands. There's certain bands that come around, I'm like, and there's certain bands that I got to go.
I think you know what? I don't know when these guys are going to come around again.
Right.
And this guy, and Lambert's the guy that could pull. I'm as excited about this. This is probably the most excited. I put this on Facebook. Anytime Aerosmith comes around, you know, if I can go see them, I see them.
Yes.
And the other time was Kiss and the reunion tour in 96.
Well, that's something you got to say. Now, I'm a major, major, major Genesis fan. And when that tour came around in 97, that was a case of, you know, well, I get whatever it costs, I have to pay.
Right.
And it was a great show. It was the last time he played. Phil Collins, I don't think, is doing that well. At least drumming. He can still sing.
Yeah.
But they may do it maybe one more time.
You think?
In a way for you. Maybe as a one-off.
Because Phil Collins has terrible hearing issues.
I know. Well, he's not you know, doing that great for live performance.
Every time I heard him.
You like Phil Collins?
He's not one. You know what? He was so overplayed in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan. I know you love that band. Genesis is not my thing. They usually get turned off rather quickly on the radio.
Well,
that being said, I will say this. I would leave some Police songs.
Yes.
And then I saw Police in concert
because
it was one of my wife's favorite bands at the time.
Right.
And seeing them in concert made me a fan.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were really good in concert. So I could see if Joe dragged me to Genesis.
Yeah.
How I could possibly be into that.
Well, Genesis, I mean, the keyboard player Tony Banks is phenomenal. So much so that I remember when my mom was alive, I was playing some Genesis and my mother walks in, "Who is that man?" And I go, "It's Tony Banks. He's incredible." I go, "He's the Lord God." When it comes to Genesis, he goes, "He most certainly is." And we wind up going seeing Genesis together at the Garden, you know, because she just loved, he's my idol. The best keyboard player ever. He's the Lord God. And to my mother, too. Who, you know, taught me how to play because we were both piano players. So, you know, to see that.
Who is that man?
Who is that man?
Who's that lady?
So shall we move on and get to our countdown?
I just want to ask you guys one thing.
All right.
I was getting, we got a new bed. We got like a top.
Want us to try it?
No. Why?
You want to see how much produce she can put in there, Joe?
Yeah. No, we can put the whole grocery order in this.
Nice.
Thing.
How much of your pantry can you get in this bed?
We got a really nice Tempur-Pedic.
Really?
They're like, and they're the ones that raise and lower. It's like having two hospital beds next to each other. I'm very excited to get old
you
in
both
this sick. Bed.
You two can try new things.
You mean like looking at each other?
Like staying in the same bed together?
Yeah. Not thinking about somebody else while they're doing things, Joe?
Yes.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're the married couple that gives a shit about each other. Whatevs. Sorry. This is a lovey-dovey Valentine's Day show. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not what it was about. It was about the delivery people. They forgot to.
How'd they wind up in the bed?
You tip them a little more, and then
they tipped me. Up, down, up, down. Head, feet. And they forgot to bring the mattress covers. And you have to put the mattress covers on it because, say, you don't like the thing.
Yeah.
You have 30 days to bring it back, but if you didn't put the mattress protective cover over it, then you've soiled it, and now it's yours forever.
Soiled it. You've besmirched the mattress.
Exactly.
So can't you just like throw a towel over it or a blanket or something?
No. You have to get the mattress covers.
So they went back and got it for you, no?
No, because it was their... He offered to do it, but it would be on his time.
That's okay.
Screw him. He forgot him.
Screwed
him. And now I can't sleep on this thing and
exactly.
eat soup because stupid forgot the covers.
Yeah, exactly. It's on his time. Do it, stupid.
No, if it was...
You tip him an extra $20 for his screw up, and you move on. You can't be sleeping with the cats.
No, any other situation, I would have said no. You go get it and you bring it back. It was his last run of the night, and it would be on his time. And I was like, no,
yes,
screw
that's
that.
The situation where you go. Well, I guess you're going to have to go back.
No,
I guess you better call the wife and tell her the tuna casserole is going to be cold.
It was. I could tell it wasn't his fault.
I don't give a crap.
To load it into the truck.
It's not you. So what? You sleep like a vampire in a coffin that night?
No. I drove up to the Tempur-Pedic place.
Right.
I followed their truck back. And I got it, and then I went down the road a little bit because I had to get brand new sheets for it anyway because it's a special size, and I don't have those. So I was like, I got to be up there anyway, so the Bed Bath & Beyond isn't far from where they were.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get there.
The guy speaks English, but haltingly, his primary language.
Joe, I didn't know you got a new job.
So we're just talking about how long a day it is for him. Oh, that's tough. I guess you drink a lot of coffee.
I'm siding with you.
You know what, woman? We're about to go to your theme song.
No,
you better get there real quick. We got a lot of show to do, and you're slowing us up down when he barely speaks English. He's a delivery guy, stupid. You're lucky he speaks any English. Are you kidding me? No sutras, as Joe would say.
I usually go calm down, but no, he's right.
You're lucky you had a rough day, or we'd be hearing blah, blah, blah right now.
Yeah. I had to tell you that because here's the point.
Oh, good. I feel like we're looking for the goddamn Malaysian plane. That's probably what the point of this story. Just hanging out. They'll never find us here.
No. Long day. You must drink a lot of coffee. He looks at me perplexed, and he said...
Just like we are now?
Yes.
He probably didn't have the hostility in his eyes.
No.
He's still trying to get a tip. I don't give a shit.
He said something about coffee when, and I said... Oh, you know, I drink it at home. I drink it at work. He opens up the little book that the delivery book, and he flips to the page that's me, and he points to my phone number. He goes, "Okay, I have your number. I'll call you after last delivery tomorrow." And then I realize he doesn't think I'm just shooting the shit with him. He thinks I'm inviting him for coffee.
Well, he saw you got a new, nice, comfy bed. He wants to break it in with you. This chick's got money. She's got a nice bed. Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't want to taste him out, you know, give it a whirl before.
Thank God you weren't eating a banana. Yeah.
Thank God, Joe, for, you know what? I'll tell you what, the two of us really, my back hurts from bailing that shit out. That sucked. That story sucked a bag of bananas.
Wait a minute, though. I mean, did you ever have something like that where you have somebody?
No! No, the delivery guy never wanted to go for coffee with me after he delivered.
The closest I got with delivery guys is I had a couch that was being delivered to my house. They couldn't get one that didn't have a little scrape or something on that. And I used to work at Furniture Dispatch and deliver myself. So, you know, the closest thing, we had coffee and we told delivery stories on my driveway. That's about
it. And now we have two crappy delivery stories.
I just, my
it's
mind
not
was,
your fault.
Mine was quick.
Yes, I appreciate that. You're going to try to save this? Really? Let it go.
It wasn't.
I'm going to put this bit to sleep.
Did you get the sheets? The sheet covers? That's what I'm concerned about.
Yes, I did.
Good, right, you got to sleep in your bed. And Manuel came over.
He thought I was coming on.
We've established this. Latinos want to get with you. We've established this.
Yeah,
the Mexicans are willing to stand on trash to hang out with
you. I know.
No white people want to be with you. The people that speak another language think you're very engaging.
You're like a Vita. Yeah, Don't cry for me, furniture guy. I want you to come over for coffee, but that's not what I asked for. I need a bed sheet. I can't eat Fritos.
I can't eat Fritos.
Fritos.
You should get it all over the bed.
I thought that was like another Latino thing.
Still bed. I'm still singing.
All right, now I want you to think about this. Are you going to let this bit end on Joe's fine work, or are you going to continue?
Oh, no.
Because Joe was like a Viking slave paddling to steer that bit to shore. You were drowning, my dear.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you, my Viking God.
I'm exhausted.
Guys, spent more time pummeling me.
Because that was the only thing that was funny in that bit. It wasn't a... Yeah, so sometimes people want to get with you. I know it's shocking, but I don't know if it's newsworthy.
Did you see on a Caddyshack when the priest gets struck by lightning and Bill Murray just slinks away? That was me in the barrel when Pip was getting on.
I think the coast is clear.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
She's not dipping a toe in. She's plunging right in.
Hammering her. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, please. You are hammering toe.
Yeah, well, I know.
I mean, that stunk on ice, as you would say. We were about to move on to like one of the main bits. Hold on. It's time.
I got a showstopper,
and she needs a showstopper. She fucking opens with the sad cat story. We move it on with a little quick musical interlude, a nice little segue to the good shit. No, no, more crap.
All right, so okay. The cats hopefully will try to be all right. Everybody's resting comfortably.
Yes, we
hold on a second.
Thoughts and prayers for the cat to enjoy the bed.
We almost got out of it. He sang a great Viking song. Yeah. Done, and now you're gonna go back to Chemo Cat.
No,
closing it up.
I'm gonna go to. Well, what did I do? Here we go. The April Fools.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Davin's Den fans across the world. Welcome to the biggest April Fools, where Davin, Pip, and I count down the biggest fools of the year.
All right, so this is one of our favorite bits. We do it every year. We each come up with five fools. We argue it out to find the biggest fool. And tonight, like I said, we'll be giving away a prize for one of the fan-submitted ones. Joe, why don't you start us off with your number five?
All right.
Now, Pip will keep track. The Den Pen is free to weigh in on their opinions, if they have any, on who wins between the three of us on each one. Go on, Joe.
All right, my number five would be Dennis Rodman. On his trip to North Korea that he's been taking.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rodman on his trip, he serenaded Kim Jong-un with his rendition of My Way during a private dinner. Rodman... yeah. Rodman afterward said that Jong-un is a really awesome and a good friend for life, even though his country has the worst human rights record in the world.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you right there. He's got the worst human rights record in the world. You're not going to insult the man.
You want to while you're there.
Seems like actually a pretty smart move.
Wait, you're talking about Korea? We're going back to cats again?
Yeah. Okay. Rodman claims that Kim doesn't want to go to war with America. His whole deal is to talk basketball with Obama. Unfortunately,
wait, what?
His whole deal is he wants to just to talk basketball with Obama. Now, unfortunately, unfortunately, Obama doesn't want to have anything to do with Kim. Rodman also stated that, I asked the president, what's the harm of simple phone call? Come on, Obama, what's the harm of a little phone call? Well, because Kim Jong-un wants to talk about basketball, and Obama wants to talk about human rights, oppression, threatening South Korea, and every other month launching
hold on, I got to stop you right here.
Yes.
Rodman might be a genius, and I'll let you finish this.
Yes.
Because we're actually at the point where Joe is saying positive things about Obama. That's the type of evil genius that Rodman is. I mean, I was just like listening to Joe going, he wants to talk about human rights. He wants to, like, shit, Joe's behind Obama.
It's between Obama and Kim Jong-un, you know? I mean,
but look what Rodman did. I've never been able to do that.
Well, if you went to play basketball in Korea.
I'm not very good. Go on, Joe.
Well, because Kim Jong-un, he wants to launch his missiles and being a total thorn in the ass of the Far East. With all this, Rodman claimed that the fact is Kim hasn't bombed anywhere he's threatened yet. Not South Korea, not Hawaii, not whatever. Rodman also made a plea to Kim, and I quote, I've called the Supreme Leader to do me a solid by releasing Kenneth Bae, who was a Korean-American missionary who was recently sentenced to 15 years of hard labor and charges he tried to topple the North Korean regime. As of this time, he's still there.
That was a big thing.
That was a big thing, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah.
And, well, I don't. You got more because there was something I was going to add to your story to help your cause.
Yeah.
You got more?
Yeah, I got a little more.
All right, go on.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Robin says his mission is to break the ice between hostile countries.
Oh, great.
Rodman also says, is why it's been left up to him to smooth things over. He doesn't know. Well, here's the answer. It wasn't. He also goes on to say that of all the people keeping him safe, it's really not my job. It's the black guy's, Obama's job.
Wait, did he not notice what color he himself was?
No, he's focused on his green hair.
Pot, yes, green kettle, hair. We're both black.
Who knows what he is? But I'll tell you this, he says, if I don't finish in the top 10, the top 3 for the next Nobel Peace Prize, something is seriously wrong. This is from a man that he says that his trips to North Korea will stop, and also from a man that says before he went to Korea, he didn't know Kim Jong-un from Little Kim.
All right, I'm gonna help you before I tear you apart, although I don't know if I can, but that's my job too. Not tear you personally apart. That's a hobby. But I mean the story. to help you, you didn't have this in there, but he went on CNN and he had a bunch of because he went with other NBA players.
Right.
He went, so they were interviewing our boy Chris Cuomo. ABC's 2020. Mr. Journalist. So Cuomo's kind of grilling him a little bit, I guess because it's not a pretty model from Florida.
Right.
He feels good about himself today. So Cuomo's grilling him. Rodman and Obama get into it. Rodman and Cuomo get into
it. Much more interesting all of a sudden.
Yeah, Rodman and Cuomo got into a heated exchange. The other NBA players are completely uncomfortable, the ones he brought over, and Rodman is drunk out of his mind. I think he went into rehab or something after that. So that just actually helps Joe's story about his stupidity.
Whatever made him think that he was the one that was necessary to go over? And
he's self-important.
What is the Henry Kissinger of the NBA?
He's self-important. I think Kim Jong-un liked basketball. He probably asked him. Stupid never heard of North Korea. He probably thought it was like on the other side of Detroit and figured he'd get on a plane and go play basketball, not realizing, that he's going to the most oppressive country in the world.
And not caring.
Hmm.
Very bizarre.
I considered Rodman. I did not pick Rodman, but after hearing that litany of stupidity, I'm hoping number 5 can bring it because he doesn't have a whole history of stupidity, just one stupid act.
He also has other stupidity.
No, my guy.
Oh, yours. Oh.
My.
Oh, okay.
Do you listen, or are you just thinking about mattresses and Mexicans?
Caught me.
You're not hard to catch.
All you have to do is offer me coffee. Is that where you're going?
Ooh, sweet lone Colombian.
No, Mexican.
All right. Let's see. Athlete tries to use fake penis to avoid doping test. I got Joe's attention. I feel good.
I kind of like, well, Rodman was on a world stage, but really? I gotta hear this.
Italian runner Devis Licciardi. He has a 10K run to complete. He knows he will be tested for drugs after the race. He does not feel good about his chances about passing this dope test.
Oh, no.
He's had a very bad year up until this point with the racing. He's not doing very well. What's he do? What do you do in that situation? You know you got the horse pills in you. You got to do this run because I guess.
Yeah.
So what do you do? He puts a fake penis and runs the race. He puts the fake penis in his pants and runs the race.
He's got two hands on the reins now. Didn't notice.
So his hopes are that after the race, he hopes to be able to siphon uncontaminated urine through this fake penis.
Siphon it from where?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know.
Siphon it.
Apparently, he's got some type of laboratory in his underpants.
It's not like you ever see like those tanker trucks with milk, fuel, urine. Is he going to that?
So after the race, he asked to be alone to urinate. Excuse me.
Pardon me while I whip this.
Exactly. The doctors who deliver these medical drug tests, as they always do, go. No.
Yeah. I was just going to say, no.
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 That's
right.
Why we're here.
Yeah. We
don't trust you, which is why we trust you.
You know what? I think our hunches were correct.
We get to watch.
So the doctors deny this, and of course he's caught with his fake penis.
Wait a minute. So Did he bring the black one?
I don't know. So
how do you? Well, you got me.
Don't wave it around. Yeah. It's juices.
You
coming
got
out.
Me.
Was it purple with little, like, you know, bells and whistles on it? Like, how did they
I don't know?
Know.
It wasn't something you would pick up at the store.
How close did they get?
I don't think he was trying to match with it. I think he just was true. I think his fake penis was for utilitarian purposes.
I know, but if they're going to watch, you at least want to get realistic.
He was hoping he wouldn't get watched. Unfortunately, this man faces a lengthy, if not girthy, ban.
I'll give you that one.
All right, now a couple things to ponder as I make my case here.
Oh, dear.
And now I suddenly feel a lot better about it. Because remember, it's the biggest fool. Although, yes. You know, Joe has a good feeling. We still got to hear pips. Wouldn't running with a fake penis over a long distance slow him down, actually?
I was going to say that at the beginning of the story.
You're screwing up your... Unless you stick that fake penis up your ass, you're going to be a lot slower.
It's right. It's tough running with one penis, which is attached to you.
Yeah.
You know, the real thing,
boingity,
you know?
Boingity, boingity.
Yeah.
Well, isn't somebody going to notice that there's boingity, 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 boingity? You know?
He's too dickin'.
I know.
That would be highly distracting.
He probably said
a
line of smiles from the ladies as he's running by, yeah, you know? I could think of that. But
they're all fluffing up their hair and, like, pulling up their bra straps.
Yeah,
very
really.
Very excited.
You know, here's the thing. Everybody knows you're not left alone for these drug tests. How did he think he was going to be special?
For the simple reason he thought to put a fake penis in his pants.
He's like Rodman. He thinks he's different.
Full of somebody else's clean urine. God help us all.
But I don't know where he's going to get the urine from. Is the urine actually the penis?
Actually, I read this. You can actually get clean urine readily online.
I guess you can go to
Craigslist. But what would he do?
I don't know, Joe. Once you're running around with a fake dick, everything else is just semantics.
Well, you got to think. We got to look into this. Is the urine in the fake? Because we got to go through the whole story.
I love your passion. I love your passion about fake penises,
just
Joe.
The fake penis. If he's good, where is he putting the urine?
He's probably got the other bag on his thigh.
All right, but that would be a federal case. I'm not. You know, we're trying to.
This isn't the brightest man.
No, but I'm like, I guess, but no, because it would be splashing around in there.
Well, that's probably. Like in a balloon or something.
Yeah, like he's got a little.
But still, when you're running, everything is moving around, and now it's spanking around there. You don't want to piss your drawers. When it's like.
Yeah, he really doesn't care. As long as it's clean piss, he'll piss anything.
He pissed his drawers on the side of his leg. That's
it would have been simple enough not to do the drugs.
Yeah,
you know what would
I'm running in a race. I'm not doing.
You know what really would have been simple? I know I'm on drugs. I'm pulling out with a hamstring.
Don't
run the race.
Don't do it in the first place. But I'm just picturing it. Picture it like one of those old gags, the squirting flower.
Yeah.
You know, it has the flower on the lapel. It has
I can never look at a clown the same.
Yeah, it's like, honk, honk, squirt. Yeah.
But at least there's a place to put the liquid there.
In a pocket.
In
Maybe
a pocket.
A inside pocket.
Now,
he could have
had that, but still, you're running with it, you know?
Yeah, you're running with a bladder full of urine.
I don't know whether to praise him on the
No, there's nothing to praise, Joe.
The balls of even
trying. Well,
he didn't have those either. But well, he did, but
Maybe
didn't.
Maybe he did. That's how
but
they
just the chutzpah to pull something that stupid off.
Out.
All right, well, you know, judging from this reaction before we get to pips,
oh.
I think I got Joe here because I think I got the biggest fool. I mean, Rodman's trying to do good. He, you know, it did. The tour went well.
Personal at a personal level of world stage. Personal, this is where it is right now. Personal level of world stage. In his little world, this was world stage.
I mean, the repercussions potentially of Rodman are far greater.
Yeah.
But the sheer stupidity and foolishness of this all. Because Rodman had actually been there once before, and it went well.
Yeah.
Rodman had a history of hanging out with this guy.
Yeah, they're buds, sort of, in a weird
way. And making Chris Cuomo look like an idiot, as we've established, is not hard to do. If a retired, you know, semi-model could do it, why not Dennis Rodman?
Did that fake penis affect world relations?
Neither did Rodman.
Penis always affects relations.
Yeah. Rodman didn't affect world relations. We laughed at him. Yeah, but he didn't screw anything up. It wasn't like we were about to invite him over for dinner.
Well,
You know, you got to
speak
you,
for yourself.
You look at it this way, though. I mean, if this buffoon can go over there, why can't we send a a delegate over there?
An actual
delegate.
Maybe we should send this runner over
kinda,
there.
It didn't kind of look good on the Obama administration.
No, it did not.
That we out of everybody we're trying to make some dollars. So who we send over there? Who goes? Dennis Rodman.
It's
really?
Like, don't we have anybody with like sense and decency in the NBA that we could have sent?
All right, yeah. Pip, you make the call on this. I feel good about mine. Joe has a very valid argument with the world stage and the greater ramifications. Even though we didn't do damage.
My platform is world stage. World stage.
My platform is sheer stupidity and enjoyableness.
Well, wait a minute. Now are we calling it?
No. We're gonna do you. We're gonna do yours.
Not as good as yours.
Do you want to forfeit your turn? I mean, you have that option. You have that option. I mean, I think Joe's going to stick to his guns on his. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm going to stick to my guns on mine.
I really do think that I have to forfeit mine because it's not as good as either of yours.
Okay. All right. So so you make the decision, Pip.
Okay.
Who's number five on the list?
Okay. Well, I see the merits of it being on like an idiot on a world stage. Like, this is a big fool.
Yes.
And
politicians do that all the time, Joe. As we'll get to.
I mean, this is really an entertaining fool. The guy with the fake dick is
a guy with a fake dick is always entertaining.
It really got my attention.
Of course it did. Will you guys be having
from
coffee?
The old Craftmatic bed there. Now you got the sheets.
I know.
The covers.
They're extra long. Oh. So that might work out very well.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think just for the sheer size of the stupidity, I'd have to throw it to Joe.
Ah.
I think that Dennis Rodman was the bigger fool of the two.
Why is that? Because it was a bigger stage?
I think it was because it was on a world stage. And because he's such a jackass that on so many levels, he did several things wrong.
Right.
Going there, having arguments.
Well, once he goes there, this was related to one thing. You can't break it down. You can't break it down into several things.
No.
Once you're there, everything you do is foolish.
Collateral
damage. Unless he brokers world peace, which he wasn't going to do.
No.
So
beating chop suey
he was. I will give you two. I will give Joe two foolish things on this. Going there.
Yes.
And then going on CNN drunk. I will give him those two things.
Yes.
One of which Joe didn't even have in the story, but it's part of it and deserves to be in there.
Because the category is not which was the biggest foolish accent. Who's the biggest fool? And I got to say, I think we're going to see more from our pal. And
yeah, you can't. No, I mean, listen. Well, listen, this guy might be running tons of races with fake penises. We don't know what we're going to see from Rodman. You can't project onto next year's list. It's based on the case that Joe presented within the calendar year.
No, I was just saying that as a, sort of an aside, but based on what has already transpired. And the chat room actually agrees with me.
All right.
Joe's the winner.
Ding, all right. Ding, ding, Joe's ding, on the board.
Ding, 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 ding. Dennis Rodman for number one.
Mine was funnier.
I love.
It was. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you.
I could have gone with Rodman, but I went with a guy with a fake penis. That shows me.
I love detachment.
Well, I went
penis
from my mistakes because I used to go with the funny ones. It used to be switched. Well, it was football. It didn't win.
That's my show. I'll fucking make the cover. it's valid. It's valid. I think as usual, I help your case with the stupid CNN thing.
Yeah,
going on drunk.
It's the older sensitive Davin.
All right. So, Pip, why don't you start us off for number four? You go first on this one.
Okay, this one we're talking about a big fool who's a celebrity. And I chose...
Or you could just tell us who he is and we'll figure it out if it's a celebrity.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks. It's like we don't talk before the show.
Oops. Okay. The chat just popped up and said, yes, Davin, yours was funnier.
Oh, well, great. I'll cuddle with my fake penis and cry myself to sleep over it. Damn you, Joe! That'll be the last one you get, mister. All right, Pip.
Okay.
Here we go.
So, my big fool is Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, talk about somebody who you can always count on.
A perennial favorite.
But I don't remember a ton of stuff from April of 2013 to now. I thought this was a relatively slow year.
It was a relatively slow year, and until she decided to have her own reality TV series.
Well, they all do that.
Yeah, I know. Especially the ones who are going down the fastest.
I know somebody who usually represents them. Joe knows them, too.
going down the fastest. Oh, dear. By going down the fastest, I didn't mean in the usual way that Lindsay Lohan goes down the fastest. But she's been in the news recently, as always. But this time, not only for her reality show, but she's been denied using her credit card in New York City, in Soho, for a $300 purchase. She's also humiliating herself on a reality show on Oprah's own network by not being able to pay her own bills. And having the production crew having to come up with her rent so they continue filming her. And
now, that sounds genius to me.
And yeah, yeah.
Listen, Joe, you want to do the radio show? I'm just saying, pay my mortgage this month.
I can't even pay mine. You're on your own.
That's why we don't do the show from your house, Joe.
Again,
you people cite foolishness. I see genius.
You see genius?
Well, with that move.
Also, on the show, she has a hired sobriety coach that she's decided to drink in front of.
Well, but it's a TV show.
No, it's her.
It's real because it's a reality show. Okay. Who's the fool?
No, this is sobriety coach that she's drinking in front of him. I think he's doing his job.
Yeah.
Well, their job.
But when he's trying to watch, he's watching her not doing drinking.
Yeah.
He's supposed to watch her not drink.
Yeah, well.
Well, at least he's keeping an eye on her.
He's watching.
Run around singing the Shot song. Yeah. Not doing your job.
My point was. Now, she made all that money, and then she's obviously lost it. She's down to the point where she can't even charge $300 on a card. Mm. Now, she's always putting all those, plumpers in her lips. If you're gonna,
what?
She's putting lip plumpers in.
She's still doing that?
Duck lips. Yeah, she's got this.
The better to blow me with.
Why did chicks do that? They look, like, ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing.
Botulism is sexy.
She was a beautiful girl, and she's putting all this nastiness into her lips. And
usually it's penises.
My point is... first of all, let me back up and just say, don't go on TV with a sobriety coach if you're going to drink. That's just, it doesn't seem...
But it's a TV show. She's trying to get ratings.
Don't go with a sobriety coach if you're going to drink, whether you're a TV or not. You're just throwing your money away.
I know. Why even bother?
Yeah.
But she's probably not paying for
it. Worst drinking buddy ever. Yeah. Sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Really need to have another?
Yeah.
Do you?
Really?
Shut up. We're not driving.
Shut up. Yeah.
But also, why plump up those duck lips if you aren't going to make a little... out of what you've developed there. She could have gone around the corner and been back in a half an hour with the $300.
Mm.
Why is she, like, completely out of money?
Mm.
The other thing is, number three, you do not anger the Oprah.
That might be the biggest
foolish thing.
That might be the biggest
foolish thing. She's on the show, and she's not showing up for things. She can't pay for the rent. She's not owning up to anything that she's doing. She's... the biggest fool. She's angered the Oprah.
All right. Lohan's always strong. Mm. Joe?
I'm going... excuse me. I'm going with Kanye West.
Oh, good. We all have different ones.
Kanye West.
Kanye! He had a good year.
Yeah.
Really? On July 19th...
Talking to the microphone, really.
On July 19th, he was leaving LAX, and he was surrounded by dozens of paparazzi. He became increasingly agitated as a photographer continued to ask him why people were not allowed to speak in his presence. West then says, "I told you don't talk to me, right?"
Well, he's being consistent.
"Well, you're trying to get me in trouble, so I steal off and on with you and have to pay you $250,000 and shit."
Well, he knows what it's going to cost.
Yeah. things got a little heated, and Kanye was charged with a felony and attempted robbery behind the matter. However, he was charged with a misdemeanor, criminal battery, and attempted grand theft after he tried to take the guy's camera.
All from this incident.
Oh.
All from that incident. Hmm. Okay.
Answering the question might have been the smarter move.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He also launched a tirade on Twitter directed at talk show host Jimmy Kimmel after his ABC program, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ran a sketch on September 25th involving two children reenacting West's interview with BBC Radio, in which he calls himself the biggest rock star in the planet. Kimmel reveals the following night that West called him to demand an apology shortly after taping. In December, West sparked controversy when he compared his career to a police officer or a war veteran when talking about his performances in a radio interview with Saturday Night Online. He said this is like being a police officer or something in a war or something. Many criticized West for the statement and felt it was disrespectful to soldiers. Then in November, He was.
I like a man with a body of work.
Yes. Then in November, November 26, 2013, Kanye was explaining why he believed that the President Obama had problems pushing policies in Washington. He said, "Man, let me tell you something about George Bush and oil money and Obama and no money. People want."
What?
Let me tell you about George Bush and oil money and Obama with no money. People want to say Obama can't make these moves or he's not executing. That's because he ain't got no connections. Black people don't have the same level of connections as Jewish people. We ain't Jewish. We don't got family that got money like that. In responses to communists...
What happens if Oprah or Kanye's your family? Kanye's got money.
That's true.
Wait a minute. And he's talking about Bush? Where did the Jews come in?
He says that there's...
It's always the Jews.
The Jews control the media, he's saying. In response to Kanye's comments...
Apparently not.
Well,
if you can control the media, why aren't you?
I said, you know what, Meaty, do your own thing. I'll catch up to you later. Oh, wait a minute. You'll catch up to me later.
Yes.
Never mind.
Now, in response to that, the Anti-Defamation League stated, this is classic anti-Semitism. There it goes again, the old canard that Jews are all powerful and control the levels of power of government. As a celebrity with a wide following, Kanye should know better. On a podcast with Brett Ellison this week, Kanye will...
Yeah. I'm going to let Joe finish because I got to go against him.
I'm going to let you finish?
I'm going to let
you finish, Joe.
No, but I'm saying, Lindsay don't have a shot.
I know.
That's why I'm saying I'm going to let Joe finish because I got to go.
Yeah.
On a podcast with Brett.
You're the Evan Spencer of this. Attorney against Match.
Yes.
Thank you.
On a podcast with Brett Easton, Kanye went off on a rant about his creative freedom.
Podcast can get Kanye?
Yeah, go figure.
Shit.
His creative freedom has been taken away by haters. I feel like the main character in 12 Years a Slave, the rapper said, of the Oscar contention film.
Of course you do.
And what I'm feeling with is, as a mega popular rich celebrity, you know, fuck you, you don't know who to complain about anything. Situation that I'm in. So he's complaining that he feels like a slave.
That's always bad. Especially when you're banging the white chick, because you're not allowed to do that in slave time.
Well, speaking of banging white chick, Kanye is purchasing 10 Burger King fan... Come on, stupid. Kanye is purchasing 10 Burger King franchises as a wedding gift for bride-to-be Kim Kardashian.
For real?
Like that? Yeah, to fill that ass up some more. Also...
great.
Also, he's planning the wedding of the year. Now we're going to bring in the O, and the O factor is in this story. Why is that? I'll tell you. Oprah Winfrey is said to be invited to what some critics are tipping to be the wedding of the year this coming spring. But West feels that Oprah's going to steal the show when all the guests will be talking about her and not him and what she's wearing. So he feels that she's going to steal the show if she comes to the wedding.
Oprah's going to upstage the groom. That's the
what
problem.
Because Oprah feels that.
Oprah upstages everything.
Yeah,
I know.
The
it's
big
Oprah.
O. So that's my story. It's got nonsense, shenanigans, and the O factor is in there.
The O factor.
I like the fact that, my favorite part is it's the Jews' fault. It's always.
I'm still kind of wondering, like, how does all of this spill out of this one ridiculous person?
Well, but before you wonder how one person could cause so much mayhem,
uh-oh.
I haven't gone yet, Joe.
Okay.
I'll see your ridiculousness. And perhaps raise your ridiculousness.
Gotcha.
But Pip. Lohan, no.
No?
No. It was Kanye and the landslide. I'm sorry, sweetheart. It wasn't even close. Plump Lips versus that debacle. I had no idea Kanye was all this in the past
year. I didn't know he did all this in this past year. I kind of didn't watch
him. He's been a busy boy.
I'm a little surprised nobody's picked my guy. Now, who do you think is always in what celebrity's always in the news for all the wrong reasons that we didn't pick?
Justin Bieber.
That a girl.
The Biebs was in there, but Kanye swayed me.
Oh, well, much like you did with yours, I have much more for the work show.
This is going to be, because believe me, I did a little Bieber research. This could get dicey.
But by the way, two in, Joe, and of all these countdowns, this is by far the best you've ever been prepared.
Because I know how it goes. I figured out how it runs now.
Joe is nobody's fool this year, I'll tell you that.
No.
Pip? Disappointing. All right, here we go. May. 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 Well, because the year starts in April.
I understand that. I'm just liking the way you're starting right off the bat. He's been very, Bieber's been very busy this year.
Bieber brings a capuchin monkey on tour with him to Germany. But it's seized by authorities because they didn't have the required documentation or vaccinations to be in the country. What's Biebs do? He just paid the $11,000 and left the monkey in the country.
Wait, that was just past May?
Yeah, May 2013.
Oh, my God. He has had a busy year. I thought that was a while ago.
No, no, no. There's just so much of him. He takes
a
monkey.
Point with that. There's so much. Yeah, he's been, yeah, I got a kid. He's been up to his ass this year.
So he takes the monkey on tour because he thinks he's Michael Jackson. I don't know.
I would think that. Yeah, that's.
But then he goes, screw it. The monkey will stay. Let me pay the $11,000.
Well, what's to bring a monkey on tour?
An asshole.
I was just going to say something that would make you yell at me that I was a racist. Please continue.
No, let me yell at you.
Okay. I was going to say, who would bring a monkey on tour? Whoever's touring with Kanye West. He's an idiot.
That would have been funny if you didn't do the whole thing beforehand.
Yeah.
You got to put a disclaimer on it.
Sorry.
No, she don't. It's us.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Yeah.
Good taste is usually the first thing we wreck. All right. June! We have several entries here. A video of Bieber walking through a restaurant, peeing into a bucket and yelling, fuck you, to a framed photo of former President Bill Clinton pops up online. Yeah, okay. I got Joe again. I'm feeling good.
I thought Joe did that every morning.
Yes, but Joe's not famous enough.
That's true.
But
he is having fun, though.
But he's got more in June. While visiting an indoor skydiving facility in Las Vegas, Bieber and his entourage were told that they could either pay money for their time there or simply post a photo of Bieber at the facility to Instagram. Bieber left without paying or posting the photo online.
I forgot about that. What a dick!
I love this guy. For this game only.
Yeah.
His final act for June. A ridiculous list of Bieber's demands for a photo shoot leaks online. During one photo shoot, perhaps a kindred spirit of Kanye, one is not allowed to talk to Bieber. Wow. Or play his ex-girlfriend Selena Gomez's music.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
July! A fan throws their iPhone on stage during a Bieber concert and he sticks it down his pants.
No!
Yep.
Well, why are you throwing your phone up there for?
I don't know, but now Seri's got to see his nuts.
Yeah, well.
Sorry. Front or back?
I wasn't there.
Okay.
You know what? I got to side on Bieber on this one. An asshole throws your phone. It deserves to be near my balls.
October. Here's some chutzpah for you. Mm. October. This is a good one. Bieber forces two bodyguards to carry him up to the Great Wall of China.
That was such a picture. Like this little white boy on this big guy's back. And he looked like a little monkey on the guy's back. And
talk about being pompous.
He couldn't get. Couldn't walk up the Great Wall of China himself. They're all old ladies I know who have made that trip.
Yeah.
They couldn't do
Bieber's
it.
No old lady or capuchin monkey.
He's an asshole.
Yes, he is. November. This was another busy month for my boy. Oh, Bieber has a hooker and stripper-filled month. First, he reportedly spends the night with a Panamanian prostitute. The following weekend, Bieber spots sneaking out of a Brazilian brothel. The night of his concert in Brazil, a fan throws a water bottle on stage. What's Bieber do?
Pisses
in it.
No, he walks off stage and ends the concert.
Oh!
What an asshole.
Somebody threw a water bottle on
him. Well, he never played the places I played.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way, a few days later, a Brazilian lady of the evening, a hooker, posted a YouTube video of little Bieber sleeping like a baby.
Saw that.
A Bieber baby.
A Bieber baby.
Saw that.
January. Justin Bieber launches over 20 eggs at his neighbor's house.
You know, and they had a stucco house, and they have to clean that special. That's why the fine for it was like $20,000.
Let me give my argument for my man here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but let me wrap up my Bieber's fine work of foolishness. So, let's see. First of all, we talked about who brings the monkey.
Right.
That's stupid. Who screams at a picture? Like at the Bill Clinton thing?
Wait.
He's Canadian. Why does he hate Clinton?
I'm sorry. What he was doing at the moment? Pissing into somebody's mop bucket?
He was pissing in a bucket.
Mop bucket.
I like the fact that he's screaming fuck you at a picture in a restaurant is not enough to make a scene. I like that he thinks, you know what? I don't think everybody noticed me yelling fuck you at this Bill Clinton picture. He has to pee in a bucket as well. He's multitasking his foolishness.
Yes.
And to be fair to Beebe, to not use a bucket might be construed by some as being rude.
Yeah. He could have done it on the floor.
I wish I had all that FU money and people that work for you that just yes you to death.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that stuff. Carry me on the Great Wall. Sure, boss, get on my back.
Would you?
I don't think no. Joe
would you behave like that, though?
Once.
Yeah, there would be funny. One.
Joe would have a week of that, and then he would feel bad.
There'd be one disgusting weekend, and then
Joe would like come on random women's legs, and then they'd call it a week.
I'd do that poor.
But now nobody would complain.
It's an unknown comic and a musician.
True.
Oh, let's see. So I do have to question why he's paying for potentially diseased hookers when he's Justin Bieber and he can get the women for
and
free.
And he chicks a whole lot of tour, a whole concert thing
yeah.
full
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, there are stadiums full of them whipping their wet panties at him, and he has to go and pay.
All right, I got to calm down on that.
All right, and if you're going to launch eggs at a house, it can't be your neighbors.
Yeah.
It is much easier to catch you when you live right next door. Why not pay some kids from another town to do it and then have a getaway car around the block for them and drive them someplace else? That's how you egg a house.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and here's the thing. Egging can only be done the night before Halloween. Otherwise, you're a douche.
Yeah.
I think I've made the case why my guy is a bigger fool than Kanye's.
Well,
I think I got you on this one.
I think it's close.
It is close, but my guy is having people carry up to the Great Wall of China. I mean, the balls. My guy is screaming "fuck you" at a picture and peeing at the same time in a bucket.
You know what? I'm going to help you. You help me. I'm going to help you.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to lose this one.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. That whole speeding incident. The whole car. You left that out.
Did it happen in this calendar year?
Oh, yeah, it did.
Was this?
I think so.
There was a whole thing where he was speeding and got busted for speeding and he crashed the car, something like that.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right.
And I missed something.
And that was a major story. So yeah. I'm gonna do it. Now, on that, we're going to throw that in the mix, and I will concede to you on that because he put people's lives in danger. I would concede he's the biggest fool.
Okay. It's not even close.
No, besides being a tremendous douche, that pushed it right over
the
edge.
Yeah, you can't bring a monkey in tour and then leave it. I mean, that's just bad form, Joe.
No, as far as I was concerned, his abandoning of his pet when it no longer suited him, I was already done. But
all right.
I mean,
so mark me down for Bieber. Very well, hard fought again by Joe. I will. I'll go next.
Okay.
All right. So we have these two people. Okay. Garcia and Garcia Hernandez. Perhaps they were delivering sofas and living room sets for Pip.
Yeah, perhaps.
They walk into Chicago restaurant. They demand money, or we'll kill the owner because we have a gun. That's what they say.
Right.
The owner tells them that he's too busy and to come back later. The robbers
say some balls.
The robber comes back after midnight. The robbers come back after midnight and demand $100 and food.
What?
They're hungry now. The owner says, "Hold on, I have to get my wife's checkbook."
Can I cut your check? It's like when you're short at the supermarket.
I know. You know, it's like personal checks.
Yeah, it's like.
Can you show me an ID?
You're there with $20. It's $35.10, please. Oh, can I cut your check?
Yeah.
Look at it. You're standing behind him. Really, these robbers need to wait for a check. Really, yeah. I want to get my burritos and go.
The robbers want to see your driver's license.
Yeah, really. You
know? Can I see your license?
You know, that's not in the story, but it would be perfect.
I'm gonna need two forms of ID.
So the owner says, "Hold on, let me get my wife's checkbook." This gives him enough time to call the police.
Ah, that's awesome.
He calls the police. By the way, the robbers were using a squirt gun.
No!
So let me go through this and present my case for you. First of all, robbers are not supposed to be a call for your sister and you ask them to come back later on because you're using the phone. When a robber comes in, they get priority service if they're a real robber.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little busy. Come back later. Now's not a really good time to give you my shit. That's not supposed to work.
Can you come back later?
That ruins the whole thing of robbing.
Yes.
Robbing is a now thing.
It's in the moment.
Yes, yeah. Robbing
it's like
is
being an actor.
Yes.
You got to be in the moment for it to work.
Yes. Where's the spontaneity?
It's a live show. There's no cuts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you don't get take two, although they did.
Yeah. Incredible.
And here's the thing. It never crossed, and this didn't happen, but it should have. It never crossed the robber's mind that the police might be waiting for them when they come back.
The fact that they asked for $100 and something to eat.
Hold on. I'm getting there. That's my next thing.
Okay.
So you make two trips, because now you didn't rob them the first time.
Right.
So you make two trips, and you only want $100? Do you know how expensive gas is in Chicago?
Yeah.
Joe, we drove through it. You're losing all your gas money.
And
it's like
traffic,
the gas
God almighty.
Exactly. They probably
Sunday,
had to go.
Sunday morning, there's traffic there. It's even worse than you figure. Even the BQE doesn't have that crap.
So they're making no money on this thing.
Right.
And now you're going to wait around for the owner to fix you a little nosh?
Yeah.
Because you're hungry. Common sense tells you something here. If he's going to make that food, at the very least, he's going to spit in it.
Yeah.
Or poison it. You don't want the man who you're robbing from to make your food. I don't care if he's wearing gloves.
Yeah, really.
That's true.
That's like if I'm at a restaurant and I would go with my wife's family and they would aggravate the hell out of the way.
Right.
I go, I want to leave. Why? I go, they're going to spit in the food.
Yeah.
They're going to spit in the food. I would.
Yeah.
All right, let me go on. You let the owner out of your sight. Have you never seen a movie robbery scene? This is robbery 101. You keep the victims in view. Don't make any sudden movements.
Yeah.
Walking to the back to sign a check, though might not be sudden, is a movement away from where you want them to be.
Right. And I'm just, you can see the robber sitting there going.
Yeah.
This is taking a while.
No. They were looking at the menu trying to decide what the nosh was going to be.
Yeah.
A checkbook? You're going to take a check? It's a restaurant. Check. They have a cash register. Take the cash. And the checks are either going to be voided or they're going to track it down when you cash it. You can't get away with that, stupid.
Because it's from a comedy club. And I'm going to cash the check.
Yeah, right, yeah. Really? It's a comedy. I robbed a comedy club. Yeah, okay. You got to wait a week before you cash.
He goes to the other robbers. Hey, man, you robbed that place last month. How long does it take to get the check to cash?
Oh, I had to call them back. There's a whole thing to do. I had a lot of credit cards.
Trying to cash an insufficient
3 weeks later, I'm still trying to cash my ill-gotten money.
Yeah, the guy calls me later. He wants me to rob him again, like in the later part of the year. I'm not going back.
Not going back. It wasn't worth the money. $100 for this aggravation? I don't need that. $125, maybe.
There you go.
Up to the $25, but yeah, I'll go back.
And he did feed us, so it's good. The food was good. Wasn't too far from the house. All right, I might
all
go
right.
back.
Yeah.
All right, and then here we go. A squirt gun? Really?
Yeah.
Were you going to spray the owner's crotch so he looked like he peed himself and would die of embarrassment?
And we're back to the fake penis again.
Exactly. So, I feel good about that. I feel, Pip, do you even want to enter into this?
Yeah.
All right, Pip's feeling good.
All right.
Joe, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
All right, so here
mine's
we go, Pip.
Mine's to the point.
Yes.
Not that yours wasn't. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean it that
do
way.
Do I need to play the blah, blah, blah music?
No. Mine is short and sweet.
Okay. Pip. You're up.
Mine is not one person, but a category of person. Okay? Now, a company called Demeter Perfume Company has come out with a new fragrance that smells like Cheetos.
That's good for the stoner in your life.
And they're selling Cheetos.
Well, Cheetos smell like feet.
Like you said, let me get to it.
I'm a big fan of Cheetos.
I like Cheetos.
I like Doritos.
I love Doritos.
Ranch flavored rules.
I like regular. Anyway, go on.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
He would probably like Doritos and Cheetos.
Yeah. You can feed a lot of apostles with that stuff.
See the apostles walking around with stupid arms on their fingers. All the Bibles, they see fingerprints on it.
Take these.
Then Jesus is like, really? You can't wipe that on your robes? Really?
And then he took the Dorito and he broke it in half and said, do this in memory of me.
Do you have to put like a Dorito on your tongue?
Yes, you do.
Oh, so good. All right. Anyway,
so we're talking about Cheetos.
Sorry. So now, didn't mean to ruin your point.
No, that's okay. So this company makes other scents called Dirt, Saddle, and Pizza. So you know what kind of company you're working with.
Sounds like my dinner during the freaking White Fat Horse Challenge.
Funny.
Saddle and Pizza.
That's what I would eat that day.
Well, I wish I would have thought of dirt, but...
Yeah, I'd like a large
actually,
pizza
it was suggested.
With...
It really was. I said
it
no.
Was.
It was, Joe.
It was.
You think I'm a prick, but I'm like, no.
You said no to
people
dirt.
Wanted you to eat bugs. I'm like, no.
Oh, wait, and we forgot about the sperm cookies. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I don't like exactly who's forking that over. Thank you.
Well, I mean, yeah, listen, I'm a
Tom,
team player.
Between Tom and Dennis, who hangs out at the Sunrise Club with me, I heard their suggestions.
Yeah.
All right, so they have these fragrances.
Okay, so they have these fragrances that sound exactly like the Fat Horse Challenge food. So now they came out with Cheetos, and the Cheetos fragrance smells like Cheetos, lemon, and vanilla.
Yes.
And so my fool is anyone who buys the new Cheetos cologne. Because number one, since Cheetos basically smell like dog feet, you're only going to attract hungry foot fetishists who are into bestiality.
Well, do we have any sales figures on this? I mean, people buying it?
It just came out. It just came out. So
the publicity sucks because I hadn't heard about it until you.
Oh, no. It just came out. And so that's the kind of people that you're going to have chasing you if you smell like Cheetos. But secondly, it's not what you're trying to make men want to eat when you're trying to bring men to you. So.
Well, you're not going to give a tuna fragrance. That's what you want him to eat. I mean, that's just as foul, too. I mean, come on now.
Exactly, but now you're completely distracting them from home base.
No, now they think you're unclean. Smell. Cheetos go, hungry, eat. Oh, well, Cheetos and tuna.
Tuna's
never
like,
thought of that.
Rot, that would have been a punishment. Holy cow.
Well,
Pip, spread them. All right, Joe, you got to do this for 10 minutes. Yeah. You got to keep it in your mouth for a minute, and then you can have a drink.
Yeah, right. She licked your foot. You got to reply.
Fair's fair, Joe.
It's just up the stairs. Don't you worry.
I'll hold the camera steady.
Just up the stairs. Oh, God. All right. Well, the other thing is, although you might get more computer work done if you're smelling like Cheetos, you're only going to have guys that are chasing you if you're wearing orange.
I feel bad. I feel good about mine against her, Joe. I feel very good about mine. Right. You have the ruling, me or her.
Okay. I gotta go with you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, Joe.
All right. My story involves robbery.
Okay.
Robbery versus robbery.
Yes. Very short to the point. When his .38 caliber revolver failed to fire at his intended victim.
This is from 2005. I saw this on Snopes.com. They wrote it in 2013. I saw the same article.
Yeah.
Did the research 2005. I know what you're talking about. Tell the story because it's funny, but you're disqualified because I saw that one too. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I did. Yeah, they fucked up on the Darwin site. But anyway.
They fucked up?
Yeah, because originally they reported in Darwin 2005. But it's a great story.
All right.
And we didn't have a show.
Tell the story.
All right. Well, all right. Just as long as you know that I did.
No. I saw the same thing. And
they threw me under the bus.
I saw the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is genius. And then I looked a little bit more. All right. But it's a good story.
Yeah, okay. When his .38 caliber revolver failed to fire at his intended victim during a holdup in Long Beach, California, would-be robber James Elliott did something that can only inspire wonder. He peered down the barrel and tried the trigger again. This time, it worked.
Yeah. That would have been a hell of a contender.
That would
have been
really...
That's as dumb as it gets.
I said it's short and sweet, but it's good. Let me ask you a question just as we go. Were all these stories from 2013?
The ones I picked?
No, the ones that are on the Snopes thing.
That was the only one that I saw. I mean, okay. I didn't. I don't know the other ones that you have, right. But I saw that one because I was going to use that one.
Okay,
because I'm like, oh, it was actually on the list, and then I saw. Wait, this was like in 2005.
Yeah, because they stated it as all the stories 2013.
Yeah, right. But they haven't been updating that site or something. Yeah. I don't know. I saw it went back to all the way 2005. Great story, but
great story.
That is what it is?
All right, write me down for number three.
All right.
All right. Who wants to go? Who wants to go next with this?
What was your? Oh, it was the thieves.
The thieves. Pip, you want to start us off?
Okay. Hang on, I just got to flip my page.
We're pausing while she flips.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go, Pip.
All right. And we talked about it.
I know you. All right, there's nothing wrong. This is a very strong contender.
Toronto Mayor Tom Ford,
or Rob Ford, as he's most commonly known.
Yeah, or Rob Ford. What did I say, Tom Ford?
Yes, you did.
And I even wrote that. And I know
who's the biggest fool here.
Yeah, I
just wasted about 45 minutes. Okay.
Oh, you got this too?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys. Can,
I could go. Okay.
You guys can combine on this because I got somebody different.
Okay.
So it's gonna be me versus the two of you.
All right. Let's do that then.
So. Drinking, carousing in nightclubs, smoking crack on a video, going to fast food joints.
Sounds like a weekend at the compound.
Not the crack, but...
I didn't finish.
Anthony's kind of skinny. He's got too much money. He's not a crackhead.
Swearing in a fake Jamaican accent.
What?
He went to a fast food place, and he was standing in there swearing in a fake Jamaican accent, and they caught it on video.
Okay.
And then
at least he wasn't trying to rob the joint.
No, thank God. And then graphically describing sex with his wife.
Oh, I love that. That was
and he
great.
Refused to step down as the mayor.
Well, I mean, let's go into the sex thing for just a second. Like, because he got accused of sexual harassment and this woman claimed that he wanted to perform oral on her.
Right.
And he goes, no, I don't want to do that. I have enough pussy at home.
Yeah.
I mean, you really got to say the word. I mean, to give it the certain je ne sais quoi that it needs.
Well, it is je ne sais quoi. That's what I call it.
I actually got more to add to that, but I'll let Joe add some to this.
You want
to
know something? I'm not going to add to it. I'm going to go on my own because I did have a backup story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Okay, Joe.
Which I might not win, but I just, you know, I did the research on that as well.
Okay. Okay, please do. Hope it's not my guy.
Okay. It would be Anthony Weiner.
Oh, you don't have a shot. I'll tell you right now, but go on.
You know, okay.
A very prominent dope.
Yes. Less than 2 years after the stunning fall from grace, Weiner appeared to be in the midst of a remarkable and carefully orchestrated comeback for run for mayor. 2 months after he announced the return from political exile to return from his hometown's biggest job, he was near the top of several polls. It's unclear.
Wasn't that the problem?
Oops.
You didn't even see that, did you? Go on.
And then he wound up having
Tell me that one again slowly.
Let me just get around to that.
Joe stopped highlighting. He's confused.
No, I'll get to that. And the scandal began on July 23rd, 2013, after Weiner returned to politics in April 2012 by entering the New York City mayoral election. With more pictures and sexting by Weiner was released by the website The Dirty. They were allegedly sent to an alias, under his alias, Carlos Danger.
You got to love that.
Yeah, Carlos, really? Not really to you, really to him.
Yeah,
but
yeah, right.
I didn't come up with the name, Joe.
I know, but I didn't know if that really was, you might have misconstrued the really, but.
We certainly wouldn't want to do that.
To a 22-year-old woman he sent this with whom Weiner had contact in late 2012 and as late as April 2013, more than a year after Weiner had left Congress. Weiner admitted sexting at least three women during this period, and although called on by the New York Times editorial board with others to leave the mayoral race, he remained in the race till the end and took fifth place with a 4.9% of the vote.
All right, here's the question. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Weiner has done a lot of damage to, I mean, he lost.
Yeah.
Rob Ford has done the most outrageous things, but he's still popular.
He's still in.
Yeah. He's still very popular.
It's incredible.
So does it make Weiner the bigger fool because he cost himself? I mean, we don't know if he would have won. Or is Rob Ford the bigger fool because he's done such outrageous things?
I am gonna say this right now. The reason I went to the Weiner story was that Pip had pretty much of the bullet points that I had.
Well, you also forgot that, like, when they were in their parliament, somebody was, like, attacking his brother, and he ran to the
and he ran
over a woman.
Right.
And he's also running to cameras
now,
and stuff.
Yeah,
and the crack video.
Well, there's no crack video.
Well, maybe there's a crack video.
Yeah, maybe.
And I picked Weiner because, like I said, and that was the one bullet point that I missed, okay?
Yeah.
I felt to go with the Weiner story because I did the research and I had it. That being said, there is no way Weiner is going to beat out Ford.
The guy is just
a treasure trove of antics.
He's got antics. He does have antics.
Yes.
And Rob Ford was on my list. But Pip Helix did throw down the gauntlet at me the last week before the show to find a bigger
fool than Rob Ford.
And again,
I'm putting on a Pip Helix jersey because I'm coming over to her.
Thank you.
I conceded on this, but I got to see if you could beat Rob Ford. I can't. I couldn't.
You're going to like my guy.
All right.
Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert. He's had a very busy year, right, much like Kanye and Justin. The stupidity just flows out of this man's mouth. When he was talking about gun control, he compared it to gay marriage, which of course leads to bestiality. This is from April 2013. In fact, I had this discussion with some wonderful, caring Democrats earlier this week on the issue of, well, they said, surely you could agree to the limit the number of rounds in a magazine, couldn't you? How would that be problematic? And I pointed out, well, once you make a 10, then you could draw the line at 10. What's wrong with 9 or 11? And the problem is, once you draw the limit, it's kind of like marriage. When you say, it's not a man and a woman anymore, then why not have 3 men and 1 woman? Or 4 women and 1 man? Or why not somebody has love for an animal? There's no clear place to draw the line once you eliminate traditional marriage. It's the same once you start putting limits on the guns that can be used. Then it's just really easy to have laws that make them all illegal. He went from gun control to bestiality with a stop in gay marriage.
Now, is that it?
Wow.
No, Joe. I said that's April.
Okay.
I told you I have a year's worth of stupidity.
I'm setting up my case. All right. And
okay.
You can't be ruling against me. You got to admit that's pretty stupid.
I'm just getting the bullet points in my head.
He says, this is more of April. He had a very busy April. Says Hispanics can easily pass as people from the Middle East.
No, they can't. I never thought Middle Eastern guys would cut my lawn.
They will, but one time.
I never thought Spanish guys were pumping my gas. See how this works? I've never been fooled or duped in that manner.
We know Al-Qaeda has camps over with the drug cartels on the other side of the Mexican border. We know that people are now being trained to come in and act like Hispanics. These Muslims are just hanging out at the Home Depot.
How come there's Muslims riding in the back of a pickup?
Why does Ahmed have 20 kids? We know that these people are now being trained to come in and act like Hispanics when they're radical Islamics.
Why is Omega being played out of a mosque? Omega.
And all of a sudden they jump off of the lawnmower and they get down and they start bowing to Mecca. Then you know.
We know these things are happening, do we?
Do we?
And we need. It's just insane not to protect ourselves and make sure that people come in as most people do. They want the freedoms we have.
Oh, my God.
All right, so he's compared the Latinos, but April's got more.
Right.
Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the White House. Thank God for the moderates that don't approve of what's being done, Gohmert said. But this administration has so many Muslim Brotherhood members that have influence that they're just making wrong decisions for America.
What?
Who are
these people?
Well, they're not named because they don't exist. Until Louis Gohmert, they do. He's just throwing blanket shit out there. But we have more months.
Yeah, go ahead.
You go.
May. Carry your brain dead baby to term. And Joe's eyes just crossed. And I want you to know that there was other outlandish things that he did in February, but it didn't make the cut for February of 2013. According to Think Progress, Christy Zink told lawmakers her heartbreaking story of discovering that at 21 weeks, her fetus had absolutely no brain function and wouldn't live long. I can't believe we're putting this here, but why not? If at all, would have no brain function, wouldn't live long, if at all, outside the womb, and would suffer painfully all the time. Rather than watch her baby suffer, Zink made the decision to have an abortion, thereby sparing the fetus of suffering that would have been incurred due to the effect that couldn't have been detected any earlier by doctors.
Right.
So she couldn't do it within the 20 weeks with the abortion. So
and also carrying a brain dead baby to term, that's excruciating.
Yeah.
So here's Christy Zink's testimonies. If this bill had been passed before my pregnancy, I would have had to carry to term and give birth to a baby whom the doctors concurred had no chance of a life and would have experienced near constant pain. If he had survived the pregnancy, which was not certain, he might never have left the hospital. My daughter's life, too, would have been irrevocably hurt by almost always being an absent parent. The man's response? Louis Gohmert responds.
Yeah.
Miss Zink, having my great sympathy and empathy both, I still come back wondering, shouldn't we wait? Like that couple did, and see if the child can survive before we decide to rip him apart. So these are ethical issues. They're moral issues. They're difficult issues. And the parents should certainly be consulted. But it just seems like it's a more educated decision if the child is in front of you to make those decisions.
I think, what? The Canada doesn't have a brain.
Well, he's saying once the baby's born, the parents can make a decision once they see the baby.
The doctor, a healthcare professional, made
he's not a politician, Joe. What's he know? I feel the tides turning.
Keep going.
Oh, please. This guy's a big asshole.
He's
a fool. Defense of Marriage Act overturned. DOMA. This was overturned. So this is what Gohmert says. Allowing homosexuals to get married?
Yeah.
The most wise man in history, Solomon, said, "There's nothing new under the sun. And this same-sex marriage isn't new, and it's been tried over and over. It's usually tried at the end of great civilization."
And at the end of the buttocks.
What?
And at the end of the buttocks.
God, Joe.
Well, it has.
All right, I'll go on. This is all June. Teaching sex ed reminds him of communism. I love watching your eyes cross. This is all one Texas representative.
How did he get there?
Well, he's Louis Gohmert.
Yeah.
He can get anywhere. And it reminds me so much of the summer he's talking about sex ed, and then he goes into this. And it reminds me so much of the summer that I was an exchange student in the Soviet Union back in the 70s. And I was shocked when they were saying, no, the children don't belong to parents. They belong to the state. And if any parent said anything in front of their children's negative about anything in front of their children negative about the wonderful Soviet Union, then we will take their children away and give them to somebody more deserving. And I just thought how horribly shocking that was. That, of course, parents were the ones who loved the children, not the state. state. And I thought, thank God we don't have that in our country. This is what he's saying is the comparison. That's what he got out of teaching. That's what he got out of sex education in schools. Communism. But he wasn't done in June. Poor people eat too much. He's talking about food stamps. USA. From the amount of obesity in this country, by people we're told do not have enough to eat, it seems like we have a debate about this issue without allegations about wanting to slap down or starve children. Of course, the reason these people are fat is because they can't get healthy food.
Yeah,
so they're
nutritional food.
So you're filling up on, you know, Doritos and Cheetos and
yes,
McDonald's.
Yes. I do agree with that.
July 2013.
Oh, God.
He compares black people to animals.
Oh, God.
Democratic Representative Steve Cohen and John Conyers offered an amendment that would have prohibited third parties from intervening in any regulatory action that prevents or is intended to prevent discrimination on the basis of race, sex, national origin, or other protected characteristics. Consent decrees had been pivotal to enforcing civil rights laws.
Right.
In his effort to object to the amendment, Gomer proceeded to put his foot in his mouth by comparing civil rights for African amendments to animal rights. You guys ready for the road? The ride?
Yeah.
There is nobody in this chamber who is more appreciative than I am for the gentleman from Tennessee and my friend from Michigan standing up for the rights of race, religion, national religion of the Delta Smelt, the snail darter, various lizards, and the lesser prairie chicken, the greater sage grouse, and so many other insects who would want someone standing for their religion, their race, their national origin. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
But there's more. October 2013. During a speech at the Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C., Gohmert viciously attacked John McCain. Gohmert accused the Arizona Republican Vietnam War veteran of being an ally of Al-Qaeda, the terrorist organization that was responsible for the attacks. He says, "I heard just before I came, some senator from Arizona," Gohmert said, referring to McCain, a guy that liked Gaddafi before he wanted to bomb him, a guy that liked Mubarak before he wanted him out, a guy that's been to Syria and supported Al-Qaeda and rebels. But he was saying today, the shutdown has been a fool's errand, and I agree with him. The President Harry Reid should not have shut the government down.
What? He's
blaming, I don't know.
McCain is a supporter of Al-Qaeda.
Because he's saying arm the rebels in Syria.
Right.
Who have, and the rebels in Libya.
He also
blamed McCain for Benghazi, but it wasn't in the cutoff. That was his February actions. It was February 2013, so it didn't make
God.
The cutoff. So that is Louis Go. He says stupid shit and all over the place.
All right. Now, you just said the reason I'm still with Robert Ford is what you just said. He says stupid shit.
But he's trying to enact these laws.
He says stupid shit, okay? Robert Ford also says stupid shit.
Not even close. He says stupid shit about himself.
Here's the difference. He also has done stupid actions. He's been on dance floors drunk. He has driven drunk. He has been photoed smoking crack. I think that your guy has been making stupid opinions and stupid statements. Ford has had stupid statements and stupid actions.
He went to Egypt with Bachman and another one and talked shit about our country. I didn't include that.
Still, well, one stupid.
And Rob Ford, I mean, it's different because Rob Ford controls the city, so he can actually get things done by himself. But everything Rob Ford did that was stupid was self-destructive.
Right.
This guy is a fool on a much greater level.
Well, see, now there's where maybe I'm arguing semantics, but I looked at Joe and I was like, no, this guy's not a fool. He's evil.
But you could be a fool and evil.
No, he's a horrible human being.
Oh, fine. I'll take the Pip Helix version. The people that voted for him, the whole conglomerate.
No. Rob Ford is a fool. He's like a court jester. He's a complete clown.
Yeah, but this guy's dangerous.
Fool.
I mean, we're talking about we're getting at the top of the list. This is a dangerous type of fool. This is the type of fool that if he gets his way, we're all screwed. He compared black people to insects.
First of all,
he compared black people to insects. You can't make that go away.
But you can't say nobody. The guy makes statements that are so stupid that nobody in their right mind are going to follow along with that.
But they do! They voted for him. It's Texas.
I understand that. It's Texas. But however, with Robert
Your Ford, eyes crossed so many more times over the shit I said than what Rob Ford
it was,
did.
But yeah, there was stupid action. We're talking in a fool of a as a fool. Robert Ford, because of his knocking over a senator, going making his own podcast, going drunk on a dance floor.
But he does shit that most of the other politicians do. He just got caught. That's his biggest crime. He got caught.
And he's a fool. He's a fool.
He's a self.
What does the chat say?
Well, right now they're just arguing about that. No, he's a mayor in name only, but not saying.
Thank you for that contribution.
Yeah, I know. Not saying whether, you know, which one. Guys, weigh in. Which one do you think is the bigger fool? Do you think that.
This guy really believes these
Gavin's
things.
Guy?
He really. You don't say shit like that on the floor of Congress, which he's done, or in front of your constituents, if you don't believe it.
You would hope not.
He is dumb as rocks.
Would you vote for Hitler as the biggest fool? Because it's in
the
same.
Well, I need to know the motivation. You're comparing it to Hitler?
Yeah, just read, yes. Yes. With
well, I mean, Hitler,
like
Hitler
that,
didn't
right?
do his shit in 2013. He's disqualified, Joe.
Really?
I'm just telling you, Joe.
Counselor? Really, counselor?
It's without it's outside the statute of limitations. Yes, Joe.
Absolutely.
Really, counselor? That's
I don't have. I don't have to engage in your argument, Joe, because he's not qualified.
I just think that he statement guy, statement forward, actions forward, no really embarrassing action.
He compared.
In the
he went
of
from
a fool.
He went from gun control to bestiality.
But that's an opinion. It's not stupid. You know, it's not like these brazen.
I mean, that's
actions
the easy
stupidity.
Choice. I could have done that too.
I know it is the easy choice because it's so blatant.
But
he's
it's so blatant.
Such an obvious.
It's
fool.
So blatant. I mean, I use Wiener as a backup because I figured somebody would do that.
Did
but
they
I
wait in at the chat?
Another person with a backup Wiener.
Yeah,
that's a theme.
But I feel that there was more blatantly stupid actions.
Hold on,
actions.
Lisa in the chat says Ford. Well, obviously it's my choice, but I mean, I agree because it was so over the top stupid.
Yeah.
And a fool is really, there's an element of stupidity, like a clown.
Yeah,
like
a fool.
You know? And this person is, I mean, he may well believe these stupid things,
but
he is evil because he can enact things based on
that's the scariest thing.
We're going on the context of foolishness, not a demented ideology.
Well, if you have a demented ideology, you're a friggin' fool.
Yeah,
it depends on if you're agreeing with that ideology or not.
He is,
you know, but
he's
I mean,
a fool.
But anybody that would go,
all right, my ideology is my governor should party hard.
Okay.
That's my ideology.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, come on now.
But no, not come on now. The guy was on crack. He drunk drive. He was phone texting.
How many politicians do you think are on crack? I bet there's a bunch of them.
We're not talking about every politician. We're talking about the two guys we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a lot of politicians on crack. To be honest, I mean, drinking coke.
I don't know,
like that.
Man. My guy is.
But I am saying that the basically Robert Ford, because he had physical actions that were on camera, not his ideology.
So what do you guys find? You each get it. I guess Pip gets that one.
Yes.
All right, fine. Whatever. I disagree. It's under protest. Fine. Give yourself number two. I don't like that.
Listen,
I don't like that at all. I am the biggest fool. I said horrible, horrible things. All right, Joe. We'll get to the final one, then we'll... Oh, then we got to do. Well, we're going to do a long show tonight. That's what we're going to do. All right, Joe, start us off.
Okay. When a man attempted to siphon gasoline from a motorhome parked on a Seattle street, sucking
one.
On a hose, he got much more than he bargained for. Police arrived at the scene to find a very sick man curled up next to a motorhome near spilled sewage.
Oh!
A police spokesman...
He's going to have poo-poo breath.
Yes. A police spokesman said that the man admitted to trying to steal gasoline, but he plugged his siphon into the hose of the motorhome sewage tank by mistake. The owner of the vehicle declined to press charges, saying that was the best laugh he ever had, and the prep had been punished enough.
That's a fool. My guy's got you beat. You don't have a shot. Go on, Pip.
What, shit breath can't beat your guy?
No. And this was a very late entry. Go on, Pip. Do you even feel like you can compete?
Yeah.
Okay, you feel good.
Gregory Matthew Bronai. violent, naked, pooping masturbator.
Oh, I saw this guy. I think we actually covered this guy at one point.
Well, this was this year, though. Yeah. Do we cover him?
I think we did it something. I don't remember. I think for Love Fails. Maybe it was a different...
I remember
the story.
Yeah. He climbed naked onto the roof of a Florida couple's house, and he pooped on it. He masturbated and destroyed things inside the house, and he violated a vacuum cleaner.
Well, in his defense, the vacuum cleaner was asking for it. It didn't put up a fight.
Oh, it's got a long hose.
here's the thing for me.
Here's the thing.
Number one, you're an idiot. You left forensic evidence all over the place.
He did it in a vacuum cleaner. You think you're cleaning up?
Well, pooping on the roof, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, but nobody's going to check the roof. How many people check their roof for
apparently
poop?
Apparently they did.
Well, I mean, who knew that these are the one people that check their roof for poop?
I figure the only person, it could be reindeer or it could be this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Could have been Santa Claus dropping this.
It could have been. He used a vacuum to try to prove that something sucks more than he does. And he also, he did a hack imitation of Triumph the Comic Dog. This roof looks good for me to poop on. He's the biggest fool.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Yeah, we have a very feces involved two specimens.
I mean, Joe's is more stupidity.
Oh,
I mean, it's very foolish. But, I mean, it is funny. An honest mistake. So the question is, does an honest mistake outweigh calculated pooping? What do you guys think? I mean, because that's really what we're dealing with here. This was malicious pooping.
This was malicious masturbating.
Yeah.
I think my guy was a real moron, but I think Pip's guy had a busier day.
So you conceded to Pip?
I'm going to concede to Pip.
All right.
Because there was more action. There was more actions.
There were more.
I'm not going to tell you what my guy did in the title.
Okay.
I'm going to let that wash over you.
Oh, boy.
I feel very good that I have the number one fool.
Uh-oh.
I don't even think it's a contest.
Okay.
Chuman Jenny Zulu.
I was going to pick him.
For a second, I thought, really? Like, son of a bitch, why didn't you, Joe?
You're like, oh, for Christ, who? You don't know who he is.
What?
Chemung Jenny Zulu wanted to be rich, so you do what anybody does in that situation. Who do you go to when you want to be rich? Who do you go to?
You get a financial advisor. Yeah. Yeah, go to the
start
bank.
A business. You go to the bank.
No. Wrong. You go to a witch doctor.
Of course you do.
The witch doctor told him the way to become rich would be to lose some body parts.
What?
That's what the witch doctor told him.
Okay.
You got to lose some body parts.
Well, it's a witch doctor. You know, that's what they usually say.
Yeah, give me your tooth.
That's why nobody really goes to them. Shit advice.
I call mine a dentist.
So the witch doctor instructs Zulu to be naked. You're going to need to be naked now. He then went into the bush where he met a hyena.
who met the hyena?
Naked Zulu.
Naked guy.
Oh, there was a hyena waiting for him in the bush.
Really?
Yes. This is Africa. These things happen there.
Yeah, the
it's not here where you run into a skunk, Joe. The stakes are a little higher.
He's sitting there in the bush, cooling his heels, looking at his watch.
Where's my 1 o'clock?
Now, is the hyena working with the witch doctor?
You're about to find out.
Okay.
Don't drop the gun.
Okay.
Maybe they're in cahoots.
Yeah, I think so.
He meets the hyena then ate 3 toes of Zulu's.
But I did.
He ate 3 of the toes.
Okay.
Before dining on his genitals.
Oh! Wait a minute. Now, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead and read.
Zulu said that the witch doctor did not specify which body parts would be lost, but he remains hopeful that this will lead to becoming rich.
Well, you see here, if the hyena's on a payroll.
Well, hold on. Let me go.
All right, yeah, we got to find out the hyena's on a payroll.
Well, as we discussed, really, you're getting financial advice from a witch doctor.
Well, you could be stupid or it's just bad luck. Depends who the hyena's
working for. Well, I mean, no, you're stupid when you're getting financial advice from a witch doctor.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just, you know, dinner time for the hyena.
Listen, you go to a witch doctor for 2 things. We've discovered this on the show. For scamming help.
Yes.
And for erectile dysfunction. Those are the 2 times.
In the chat, Crimson Cat says, go to the juju man.
Yes. And we got to ask the question, is it kind of foolish if you think money's more important than your body? That's really foolish.
Your penis?
Well, just any part.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I'd give a couple toes.
And here's more foolishness. All right, so the witch doctor says, you're going to lose some body parts. Don't you ask which ones? Before I go to that bush, what are we talking about here? And can I get that in writing in case something else happens?
Totally.
I'm going to want a receipt.
I want an inventory before and after visiting the bush.
Once you're told to get naked, don't you think, well, this is taking an unexpected turn. I don't like where this is going at all.
I said that when I left the dentist office.
So then now think about this. A hyena is eating you really slowly. So it's a real slow way to lose body parts.
Do you stay there and wait for him to be done?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
After the three toes are gone, do you hang around and see what else is going to snack on?
Exactly. I mean, couldn't this have been done with a machete?
What, did he know that something was going to start taking his...
Well, I figure after the first toe's gone, you got a pretty good idea what's in store for you. It's not like you could get toes... I know the Africans are very large, but you can't get toes and junk in one bite. I'm not done.
Okay, I'm going to finish the story.
What, you want to interrupt? You can interrupt.
We can barely
because
spit on my
whole
questions.
My whole thing is the role of the hyena. Whose team is the
Joe,
hyena?
Joe, the hyena refused interviews. It was like Kanye.
Like a bottle.
George Bush doesn't care about hyenas.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is this. These
attacks have happened in the past.
All right, yeah. But it just happened ironically. Was it ironic that the hyena happened
There's been
to
a
be
lot
there?
Of hyenas in that area.
But was it ironic that the hyena happened to be there?
They refused to give the motivation behind the hyena's actions.
But that's actually a thing of the hyena. If the hyena was like the pet of the guy.
He lost his dick for money, stupid.
He's a fool, but the actual act of having it, if it was just happenstance that the hyena did it, it didn't have anything to do with the witch doctor. It's an unfortunate accident.
I'm assuming if the witch doctor says go there to lose some body parts and get naked, he's got a pretty good idea of what's coming.
Yeah, but you know, maybe there's a guy in machete going, Jesus Christ, the hyena's getting all my action. I don't know.
There's no mention of that.
That's the thing. If there's a guy with a machete going, oh Christ, where'd the hyena come from? Then it's not really foolishness. It's an unfortunate accident. Because the hyena, it's the axe guy was premeditated.
Really? So before then, he was making good decisions.
No, but the hyena's just trying to get some lunch. And
get naked in a bush and you're going to lose body parts for some loot.
Wait a minute. The hyena was wearing a little dog collar. I'm with Witchy.
Let me go on. Think about this. Just think about how unsterile this is. You don't know where that hyena's been.
Crimson Cat says once his penis was gone, he wasn't getting any more bush. Oh.
Okay, so here you are. So the hyena eats three toes. You figure, I got seven more. It's going to be okay. Once he goes for your junk, don't you go, you know what? Maybe I won't be rich. Maybe with three toes gone, I should just be middle class and get the hell out of here. I just need to be comfortable at this point.
I will put this in your act.
Maybe I will.
And I'm not busting your shoes here. This is
and here you go. So at the end of this, the guy's still hopeful that he's going to be rich. How about being hopeful you don't get fucking rabies?
Really?
I got the. This isn't even a. You got a rogue pooper. I got a guy losing junk for some extra dough. It's not even close. I'm not even going to entertain this.
I can't even understand why you would keep standing
there. That's because he's a big fool.
Yes.
You lose a toe. It's time to move on. This is not what I signed up for. Get away from my junk. I don't need 75 grand a year. 25 will be fine. Get away from my nuts. Bad dog. Bad dog. You're licking my balls. I don't like this. I feel uncomfortable. I did not sign up. Where is the witch doctor? Excuse me. I do not like the service I'm getting. Where is Bieber? I'm going to piss. Oh, now I can't piss in a bucket. My dick is in the hyena's mouth. So, the hyena has now given my dick to that Italian runner to use. I'm screwed.
Crimson Cat wants to know, is that hyena okay after that lunch?
He did not like the taste it left in his mouth.
So what you're saying is...
Yes, Joe. Get serious.
I put my robe on. What you're saying is that this guy was being attacked by the hyena.
It's not attacked when you're asking for it.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that he was asking for it from the hyena.
He was willing to lose body parts. Let's say he's complicit.
This is what I'm getting at. Oh, so basically, while he's being attacked by the hyena, you're telling us that he didn't move because he figured that he was going to be making money as this hyena was attacking him.
That's the story. He's still hopeful he's going
to
be rich.
All right. So on my opinion, I'm going to start to sway to you for the simple fact, regardless if the hyena was on the payroll with the witch doctor or not, there could have been anything running back out of that bush, and the guy would have stayed there.
Yeah,
that's probably stupid.
That's stupid.
Do we all concede?
I
By the way, this was just reported yesterday. I did not, my number three story was originally my number one story, but then this little treasure came across the internet.
I have to say that
I actually do have to give credit. I actually saw Scamming Scammers posted this on her wall on Facebook. I got to give her credit.
Really?
She posted that, and then I looked at it. I'm like, oh, shit, this is being reported all over the place.
Wow. I mean, I was very impressed with myself for finding the violent, naked,
I'd seen that guy.
Masturbator.
Yeah.
However, standing still, having your junk nibbled off.
For a snack.
By a hyena, willingly, because you think it's going to make you rich, really is so much more stupid. Than pooping.
And you're still hopeful it's going to be okay when it's over.
Yeah. That's
how are you not suing the witch doctor for malpractice?
I have to figure that this guy that did all the the pooping and masturbating all over the house was high on something. This guy seems to have walked into it with his eyes wide open, hoping for a payday.
Still optimistic.
And that is so much more foolish.
You know, he took that frown and he turned it upside down. Just a happy-go-lucky African guy. It's better than scamming people. Have a hyena junk, dine on your junk.
Trucker Tom weighs in. He says, the hyena actually lost the fat horse challenge, and that was his punishment.
Joe's like, well, if we had done that, I'd still be in it.
No, I think you would have been out. We wouldn't even have gotten onions.
Wait, so I gotta eat the three toes. I gotta eat the three toes. I'm cool with that. The cock. All right, I gotta go to the gym this week.
Tom would put time limits on the hyena. The hyena would be, oh, Jesus Christ, what, in 4 minutes? I can't do that shit. Stupid Tom. Gonna hide in a truck stop and wait for his ass. Tom's coming out of the showers.
So is it unanimous? I got the top spot?
And Crimson Cat weighs in and she says, Davin's guy wins the contest. Yeah.
Yay for my fool! Mm. So now the final recap from 5-1, the story and who brought the story to the table.
Okay.
I think we had a nice representation tonight.
Okay, so number five, the Joe wins with the biggest fool of the three of us was Dennis Rodman.
Damn it! I brought a guy with a fake dick. If my African had a fake dick, this story would have ended up differently.
Oh, we're not sure that it did.
Yeah, well.
Number four, the biggest dick, but also the biggest fool was Justin Bieber, and that was Davin's story.
Yes, the Biebs.
Then number three, the really, really stupid hungry thieves, that was Davin's story.
I wonder if I would have won if that was still my number one. I would have had an argument.
You would have lost that if my story wasn't from earlier.
No, I'm not talking about your story. I'm saying I wonder if my number three, which was my original number one, could have beaten the malicious pooper.
That would have been a good one. I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would have argued hard.
Yeah, but I don't think the thieves would have beat the pooper.
Well, we'll never have to know.
We'll never know.
Thank God there's an African without his junk.
Number two.
Thank you, Lord.
I actually finally once got one in a category.
It was hotly contested.
It was. Yes, it was hotly contested. Rob Ford, biggest fool.
The easy pick.
Number one. Yeah, it was, but he was so amazing at it.
He won't be back next year.
No, he won't.
He won't repeat.
Number one.
You never know. He's pretty persistent.
He's going to be tough to top that.
Number one, Davin. With the guy who let a hyena eat his junk off.
Not my junk off.
Not Davin's junk. No, Davin's junk remains intact as far as we know.
Yes, my junk is fine.
That other guy went to the witch doctor and was looking for a big payday, and he lost his big payday.
Well, I feel very good. Both you and Joe represented.
I think this year.
One of our best ones.
I think this year was best one. I think we had a very, very good debate.
Yep.
Just
very good
really
debate.
Good. I have to step up my game.
It was very good. But I do have to say, I've continued my streak of dominance in these type of things.
Mm. Yes, you did. You did. But they were fine stories all around.
Thank you, fools.
Let me tell you something. You continue your streak of dominance, but this year you did it with working up a sweat.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't
you
run
had,
away
you,
with
you
it.
Had a,
no, you no. Joe gets most improved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now I know how the contest goes.
All right. So like I said, we want to get from the fans the biggest fool. We had all these submissions. I narrowed it down to two. I looked at it. Joe and Pip did it. And I just had to go get it down to two because I knew this was going to run long.
Yeah.
And everything. And this is for the Surf Easy Total VPN protection for a year. So this protects your online identity, your anonymity. This will protect all your stuff. It's total coverage. So for your tablets, your phones, your PCs, your laptops, covers it all. For 1 year. This is from Surf Easy, from surfeasy.com. What's going to happen is when we decide the winner, you'll email me at davin@davincomedy.com, and I'll give you the passcode, and then you go on to surfeasy.com. And you got coverage for a year.
That's awesome. Mm. This is sort of like those categories in the Grammys where they already did it at a previous luncheon. And so now they're just showing
the
you
best gaffer. Yeah. This is the best gaffer award.
All right. Shall we?
Yes.
Yes.
This comes from Jen from California. She doesn't listen live. She listens on iTunes.
Okay, good.
So this is for Daniel Hotcock Cooper.
Oh, man. I love the name.
My same nickname. Okay.
The UK man, whose nickname really is Hotcock, was caught on surveillance video getting naked and then grinding against a blue 4x4 Land Rover Discovery. Something Joe would do.
No, I wouldn't screw a Jeep.
No, you have much higher standards. I've seen what you post. But you practice on your Matchbox cars.
Matchbox cars.
Yeah, that's the word. You keep it to scale. All right. So
he just caught that. Asshole.
I'm even slower.
Come on, let's sing a song. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Thank you. I mean, I'm really nothing on that. All right, I'll just come on with the story.
All catching on. We had all that debate made us tired.
I understand. So he's quite getting naked and grinding on this. On this Land Rover. It's all good though, because Cooper told the court he was so drunk at the time he did not remember his autoerotic encounter until he saw the video.
Autoerotic. Ah.
All good.
See what we did there.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So here's what Jen brings up as possible points.
Okay.
Once your nickname Hot Cock isn't all the other deviant behavior excused, you're going by the name of Hot Cock. You kind of expect it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she raises this. Does car fucking count if you're drunk and she is a car?
Wow. Oh, my God. I can't believe a girl said that. Wow. Okay.
Well, I don't listen. Our fans are, they're rangy.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Rangy Rover.
So what do you guys think about that story? That's certainly a fool. I think, along the lines of a malicious pooper.
Yeah.
Although with no criminal intent.
No, that is real.
Nobody gets hurt, though, in this story. Maybe the car's bumper. But
you know what? You don't have to hurt somebody to be foolish.
See, 9 months later, there's a little pedal car. Looks like you.
Oh, it's twins. Wow. There's two cars. Yeah. One in red, one in yellow.
Oh, look, it's got your headlights.
Get it in the tailpipe. I like it. Yeah.
Oh, God. That's a good story.
That's a good story.
Oh, what a sicko. He's grinding against a car. Oh, man. All that inanimate object love is really weird to me.
And no surprise by this next one. Our trucker Tom, who's always in the mix on any of these games, whether it's guessing porn or orgasms or anything deviant.
Oh, Tom's in the mix. Okay, good.
Tom is in the mix. This comes from Pontiac, Michigan. A selfie and other photos posted on Facebook by a suspended serial bank robber help police identify and locate him. Jules Baylor, 21, of New York, is now in custody. He's accused of robbing 3 banks in recent weeks in Bay City and Pontiac using a submachine gun. Investigators say Baylor posted a selfie holding the gun and used the crimes on his Facebook page.
What?
Holding the gun he used on the crimes on his Facebook.
Oh, my God.
The robberies were captured by surveillance cameras, and police say other Facebook photos showed Baylor was wearing some of the same clothing worn during the robberies. There was also a picture of the house he recently purchased in Pontiac. I'm here!
Wonder where I got the money.
This is where to get me! This is what I have in the house!
So the police arrested Baylor during a traffic stop. The gun was in the vehicle. He's reportedly confessed to the crimes. So these are the questions I thought of. I don't know if Tom included. I don't know if they're Tom's or mine, but I don't remember. He gave it to me a while ago. Don't you have to take off your bank robbing costume before you pose with the gun? I mean, you can take that time. You need a wardrobe change.
You do.
And at some point, do you wonder if posting on Facebook really is the best thing one could do after robbing the bank? Is that really the next move? How many likes am I going to get for this?
Oh, my God. That's so stupid. You
so we got the dumb criminal versus the cop.
I think the cops are the biggest fool. You know, there's my house. There's my car. Here's me with the guns on Facebook. No, we'll get him at a traffic stop.
So you couldn't find the house?
Yeah, you couldn't get him with all that evidence, but he's got a light out. No, now he got him.
No, he had a post, like a Google Earth map to his house with like a big red arrow pointing. Here I am.
What do you guys think? I mean, two very different stories.
Yeah, one's...
One's really funny.
One is very funny.
But he's not hurting anybody.
But he's... Well, I... But he's...
But Tom's captures the epitome of our society today.
The guy's just
blatantly stupid in Tommy's thing.
We're just so narcissistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is narcissism the ultimate downfall of the fool?
I mean, I don't think that I'm sorry, Jen, but it's like as much as that is just like really twisted.
This guy, yeah, because the guy screwed a Jeep, but this guy robbed the bank, posted it, showed the house he's in. I don't know who's stupid.
Never thought you were going to have a sentence that started with that, and that wasn't the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's.
Yeah. That's the afterthought. Yeah. The sky screwed a Jeep, but never you mind that.
I know.
I'm trying to make a point here, and that's not it.
Yeah, and that's not it, because this other stuff trumps that.
Yeah, the guy, like, rubbing up against a car, like.
I think Davin just won his own contest.
I was rubbing up against my microphone.
Wow.
Stupid.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Happened.
Got excited.
Yeah, I said rub up against a car. He completely lost himself. I think that's really strange and perverse, but I got to, for bone stupidity, I have stupid to the bone, the bank robber.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
we
have to go with the bank robber on that.
All right, so I don't even have to weigh in. I don't even have to weigh in.
I think that's just so much more dumb.
It is stupid. Like, I mean, anybody could fall for a car. I mean, a nice wax job, nice tight rims, you know.
Because they are pretty.
Little armor roll.
Chad is weighing in, and Crimson Cat and Lisa both say yes. Tom made his case better than Jen did. So,
Tom. All right, Tom.
There you go, Tommy.
Tom, congratulations.
Awesome. Winner!
Email me, davin@davincomedy.com. Tomorrow I will send you the code. Congratulations, Trucker Tom.
Yay. Yeah,
and thanks to everybody.
Thanks for everybody. Thank you, Jen. Maybe Pip Helix will send you a cat, a real one with cancer or a fake one. Well, who's going to pay for that cat? Jen is.
Actually, you know what? Mr. Helix and I could save a lot of money if you take over the chemo payments. So maybe we'll send you the cat. No, I'm kidding. Oh,
all right.
My God.
So we're going to take a break here. We're going to do a long show, and I'm telling you that right now. We're going to take our break here and play some music from Julius Papp. And then we're going to come back, and our girl, Avalos, Match.com, was in the news again. We were in the papers. We'll break that down.
Yeah.
We'll do our scam buzzer. And thank you, Surf Easy.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Surf Easy.
For the great product, and thank you for having that.
So we'll be back in 10 if I play this properly.
Do it! That is right, part 2A of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe. As the party continues, there is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Phew. Okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You, of course, are listening to the one, the only, the incomparable, the wrecking ball of radio. I love that.
Yes.
You like that, Joe?
Yeah.
Davin's Den. First half of the show, a lot of fun stuff. Of course, Pip was in the barrel. It's her home. She lives there. And then we did our top fools of the year. I did very well. Very spirited throughout. Joe and Pip had some great entries.
Yes.
Joe was most improved fool. And Trucker Tom won the free serve easy.
Yes.
From his performance. So that was good. Congratulations, Trucker Tom, and Jen, of course, for being a semi-finalist. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you want to call in, the number is 845-986-8804.
Yeah, I think so. Wait, I got to look.
What?
Are you asking me the number?
No, I was asking you if you were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking you. Do you need to go? Is something going on? You can go if you have to go.
No. Actually, no. The reason I'm sorry. I'm a little out of it during the break. I was just listening to my voicemail because the vet, we were talking earlier about one of my cats is sick, and the vet called and left me a long message. But it I'll listen to the rest of it later. It sounds better.
Good. Yeah. It's good news. Good. All right. So we like to do our Scam Busters thing. Get into that. This is actually going to be a two theme song type of the night, though. Two themes. Because not only is it Scam Busters, kids, it's also comics in the news.
Oh.
But Scam Busters. You like that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and anonymity. I got to change that word. Anonymity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. And Trucker Tom, much like Morgaine, will pretty soon be able to tell you if it's good or not. The we've been getting positive results from the people who have had it in the past. Trucker Tom's going to be one of the members. I know Tom's got a bunch of gadgets, so that Tom is really going to put this thing to the test.
Plus, he's on the road always. So,
exactly. So he's in unsecure places.
Yes, always. Yeah.
So this is really going to be good for Trucker Tom. I'm glad he won that. All right, though, let's play a little. Let's see, can I play that in there? We're doing things through iTunes now, and here's the thing: iTunes cannot play. Window media things, they can only play MP3s. Mm. So we're going to play this.
Bastards.
Scam. Yeah, let's see if this works.
Got to put a converter on them.
I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, I'm starting to figure it out.
Okay, we can let you know when you know.
So I guess
that's it. I've played it all.
And
last
now time. It's time for Comics in the News.
That's what I said.
Yes.
It's a little bit of an orgy tonight. Come get some.
I'm just gonna put on my Cheeto perfume and go to town.
I bet you will. You're in a good mood now.
Yeah.
You got Mexicans wanting you. Cats are gonna be okay. It's a beautiful night.
What could go wrong now?
Not okay.
All right. So listen, longtime fans, and even not so longtime fans, know that we've been doing the Avalos story against Match.com before she was ever suing Match.com. She was the first plaintiff, Yuliana Avalos.
Yes.
Hers was the image that was used to attempt to scam me, and we've done research on Avalos. There's a lot of stuff on what we've done on the DavinsDen.com website on the page called Busted.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on there. I will be updating that in the next week or two to put everything up there, the screenshots that I've been withholding, a lot of other stuff, a lot of updates to the story. So I'll get together with James and try to get that up there in the next week or two. So that's coming and everything.
You held back on us?
Well, no. I mean,
show
you
guys? I'm teasing you.
I did not reveal it to the public. I said I had these screenshots.
Yeah.
But I didn't reveal it to the public. You
right.
know? But yeah. So I'm going to put that out there for everybody. So here's what happened. At the end of January, a new plaintiff was named, Melissa Midwest. Right? She was no longer – because this was a class action suit for $1.5 billion. Avalos was the named plaintiff originally.
Yes.
She's replaced by Melissa Midwest, a.k.a. Melissa Harrington, and Meltech. Now, the owners of Melissa Midwest – these are the owners of Melissa Midwest copyright images. They sent out a press release – with misspellings, of course. Announcing.
Very nice.
There's a G in Ghana, stupids. Trust me, I know.
How
and you should
spell it.
G-A-N-A.
That's Ghana.
They suck. Spellings announcing they are the new name plaintiff against Match.com. The plaintiff's attorney, Evan Spencer, goes on to claim that an industry insider told him. This is the end of the press release on January 27th. The industry insider told him, the CEO of Match.com told him years ago that he does not care about fake profiles, and fake profiles increase profits. All right. A couple things here. Okay. I want to break this down. We got a lot to break out. I've had this for a few months. I had this months ago. I didn't really analyze it. I just kind of took it. I read it. I didn't really process the press release.
Okay.
From Shane Spencer. Who is Melissa Midwest's ex-husband. It's a Shane Spencer, Shane, whatever the hell his name is, Shane Harrington, Evan Spencer joint.
Okay.
the two of them work together for this press release.
Okay.
All right. So, and I should have picked up on the fact, but this is the thing. Melissa Midwest, or Melissa Schmidt, as she really is her name now.
Okay.
Midwest is not a last name?
What?
Midwest is not a last name?
I don't know if it's her birth name, Joe. I can check. I'll check the Midwest family tree.
That's odd.
I don't know. I mean, I saw their family crest. A big tornado. Trailer home.
Nice.
Joe, you saying it's not authentic?
I got you.
So here's the thing. It's not Melissa. It's not the woman complaining about her images. It's the corporation, the company who now owns her rights and everything. It's actually not the woman.
Oh,
so there's actually not a human physical person here.
Yeah, but I understand the corporations are people.
Yeah, that's true, Mitt. That's true. I don't know if the court feels the same way, but yes. And here's this. Now, I love this. This is my favorite part. Also, the last thing in the thing, Spencer is using hearsay as a cause of action. Well, I heard from a guy that he said that Matt said this. Really? Really?
Isn't it a court of law that hearsay is dismissed?
This guy's a moron. You put this in the press release? Forget about the misspellings. Well, I was talking to an insider who years ago knew the guy from Match.com, and he said, yeah, we don't care about that. Really? Really? You're bringing that to court, Evan? Yeah.
It's called hearsay.
Yes, which is why I have not brought the other shit that I have against your former plaintiff. Because, and you don't want me doing that, my
friend. No, you certainly don't.
Because if I do bring it, then there will be names for people to subpoena, and we will find out if it's hearsay. But we'll get there. We'll get there. But really, Ev? Really, pal?
Not the brightest bulb in the appliance store, huh?
No. God, well, I don't understand this guy.
No, I don't either.
So, so once Spencer dumped Avalos, he needed to find a new plaintiff. So he sought out Melissa because they had the most stolen images or something like that.
Okay.
Or Shane Harrington, as the case may be.
All right, another upstanding young lady.
Yes, exactly. When all else fails, turn to porn. That's what I always say. So there's a bit of paperwork. Donnie of the Piccolino Agency and, of course, of the Indy Authorities, as always, is a big help with me. He got the court papers. I've seen the court papers.
Nice.
So he went through it. I went through it quickly. And also, here's some of the highlights that we need to know for what we're covering. I mean, pretty much everything that, Spencer alleges, of course, Match is going to deny. But you would expect that.
Of course
they're going to do that, yes.
Right. That means nothing. But anyway, so Match responds. Plaintiff's counsel filed the complaint without the authority or permission of the individual Melissa Midwest, a.k.a. Melissa Harrington, a.k.a. Melissa Smith.
Okay.
The actual woman, Melissa Smith, was never part of the suit. It was her husband who won the rights to her name and likeness in the divorce settlement.
Boy, these boyfriends and husbands, boy.
Yeah.
They're gold diggers.
Melissa wants no part of this lawsuit.
Ah.
Spencer had no actual person who claimed that in fact, they had their own images used by Match.com. He didn't have the person.
Oh, wow. Wow.
How do you proceed? How do you... what are you doing? We'll get into more of this later, but I mean, again, you're an attorney.
Yeah.
I'm kicking your ass, dude. I left law school to tell dick jokes. I'm beating the shit out of you, dude, and I'm not even trying.
Really?
I mean, this is just basic stuff.
He doesn't do his research. He doesn't do his research.
How'd you get through moot court, buddy?
Exactly.
Hopefully he remained moot.
Yeah, really.
Now,
he is.
Yeah, wouldn't you look into this and find out, the backstory before you proceed and make a press release and anything?
It's only $1.5 billion.
But
you know
what? Well, no, now it's $4.5 billion. Once he gets Melissa Midwest, remember, it goes up $3 billion.
But here's the deal. Being desperate and being stupid are two different things. I mean, you're still a lawyer. you're doing a $4.5 billion lawsuit. You want to make sure that all the facts are there before you go. When you go into the evidentiary part of the thing.
No, you, as somebody who sells plumbing equipment and plays in a band and as a comic, wants to have these things in order. The guy with the law degree, not so much.
Yeah. Not as important.
Just a small quick story. When I was selling my mother's estate, I found out what things I was doing and the things my lawyer was doing. I think I was a better lawyer than he was in some instances of handling things. But go on, please.
All right. So the court document. Now this is important. The court documents say Avalos asked to be withdrawn from the case. Spencer claims his client Shane Harrington had his lawyers contact Melissa's lawyers to see if they had any objection. They did not respond.
Huh.
Do you have an objection to us going on with this?
Yeah.
The divorce settlement that Harrington and Smith had was silent on litigation rights. They talked about a lot of things. It never came up. What do we do in the court of law?
Okay. Right.
Once the case was filed, Melissa's attorneys objected.
It's like, but you didn't bring it up before. It's like, oh, now we do.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Spencer's got to make sure. You're going with this high-profile case. Your ass is out there.
Yep.
You got to make sure that this isn't kind of going to come back and bite you in the ass.
And not only that, you're suing Match.com, which is a big, decent-sized company who are going to have
I think they were valued at $6 billion, maybe?
$6 billion for a $4.5 billion lawsuit.
Yeah.
Match.com is not getting Jacoby and Myers. they're going to have some of the high-priced...
Well, you bring that up, and I've been saying that from the beginning. If you're going to go up against these lawyers, you got to be the best of the best, because they're the best. You're not My Cousin Vinny. You're not Joe Pesci. Your hot chicks are not that bright. And you're not an expert in anything. I mean, you got to bring your A game.
And let me tell you something. My mom is a legal secretary and worked with like the top, fifth top law firm in the world.
Right.
And I worked there a couple of summers, and I would overhear the things going, these guys know. These guys don't play. These guys handle big money every day.
Yeah.
And they're the best of the best of the best. And if you're going against them, you better make damn well sure you got your ducks in a line.
And right. This is just, remember, who am I? I'm a comic. This is just basic stuff that we've been pointing to from day one. Let's go on.
Yeah.
Let's go on. So so the plaintiff has actually reduced the pleading from 45 pages, the initial pleading, to 15.
Wow.
Has eliminated three causes of action and eliminated all but one exhibit, and there is no longer a class action suit. This is no longer a class action suit. Remember, there's these hundreds and hundreds of people that are being represented and all these porn stars, all these people. These are just the named plaintiff. No. This is not a class action suit now. This is Meltech. And this is Shane Harrington and his company, basically.
Oh, that's it.
That's basically what this is down to. Wow. Joe's eyes crossed again like I was talking about the hyena.
I just got a quick question. Now, Shane and the company. Now, the company has Melissa Midwest's name.
Yeah.
And likeness. They're offering a likeness and stuff like that.
She hasn't done porn in 5 years and wants nothing to do with this.
Right. But acting because she signed her rights away.
But the rights were, like, I think he can use it for his website to promote, like, keep on using her images for the website. But, like, the paper said, it was silent on litigation, so he can't, it seems like he can't represent her in the court of law.
Now, silent on litigation, explain to me, that means you can't, when it comes to
their divorce settlement never spoke of this example happening. They didn't plan for this, which is why they had to reach out to Melissa Smith's attorneys. The attorneys did not respond. Until the papers were filed.
Right.
And then they go, oh, by the way, no. But if you're Spencer, listen, this is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But once again, because we've seen with his first plaintiff, he didn't have his ducks in his rows.
Right.
His second plaintiff, which he ups $3 billion, he doesn't have his ducks in his rows. You can't. I know the clock is ticking and everything, but you can't be doing this.
No.
You can't be doing this. You can't be going in and hearsay, and you've got to make sure before you go into court of law to the most high-powered lawyers in the country, they're going to rip you to shreds. And you've got it's just common sense.
Right.
You take a case, you got to make sure that you could win this case. Or they could countersue you.
Or at least get to the point where you could settle.
Yeah. Or liable or slander against you.
So there's been no, so this is no longer a class action suit. There's been no discussion of settlement.
Right.
Remember I said initially, you know what, maybe this is a money grab.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get some type of settlement.
Nope.
I'm trying to stop that.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get some type of settlement. All right. Anything? You look like you wanted to say something.
No.
Okay.
It's a false impression.
So it's all or nothing?
No. What I'm saying is Match is not entertaining any offers of settlement at this point. So, yeah, this is either going to happen at this point or it's not. Now, that could change, Joe, as they proceed, but I'll go on. But right now, Match is not saying we're going to give you one red nickel.
The only way I could see where they might settle is if the case carries on. However, this guy's case is so.
But let me get through this. Yes. Let me get through the case a little bit more.
All right.
So Match claims Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996 does not make them liable for content posted by third parties. It basically says explicitly said like these internet companies are not responsible for what other people put up on the website, which is like which seems about right.
It is right because I mean if you had something like if you have Craigslist for example and you have people posting ads and they say I'm selling this table and then the person gets there and the table has three legs and they're like wait a minute I came all the way out here and you false advertised Craigslist
buyer beware
I was just about to say that
nothing to do with it
so, I don't yeah they don't you know? we this is what people post it's up to you to make sure that this is truthful because you have to because if you're liable for you
there's other laws that come into play like I want to say the Langham Act I'm not sure you can if you get the court papers you could look at it of course Spencer says these pertain Match says they don't pertain of course but I thought that was particularly important because people always want to know well shouldn't they be liable well Match's argument is in 1996 it was explicitly said that we're not liable you might like it you might not like it doesn't matter if it's on the books and this case isn't going to get there to argue it doesn't seem So that's one of the big arguments. I thought that was worth bringing up.
Mm-hmm. No, it is true because I mean they can't be held to a standard. They're providing an opportunity for people to post things and for people to interact, like a lot of websites. But they can't be held to a standard where they are responsible for the veracity of every single thing those people post.
No,
it's a dating site. Do you think I'm really going to put down how much I weigh? No. Yeah.
Well, it's you know.
It's
like I said,
you're really not gonna
change these things through the court of law.
No.
If you really want to change these things, you gotta hurt the sponsors that Match.com has.
Yeah.
You gotta hurt them in the pocketbook, start boycotting. If you really want them to take more responsibility, you gotta start boycotting everything that Match is affiliated with.
Follow the money.
Exactly.
But this guy doesn't seem he can get a card game together. He's gonna try to get together, you know.
All right. I can't argue that.
And it's almost like a newspaper, like the classifieds in a newspaper. You're selling a car. Yeah. You go see the guy. The car's a piece of crap, and it's about $1,000 too much. You don't call the paper and go, I'm going to sue you because I wasted it. No, it's – look, we put it in there. It's up to you to find out what the deal is.
Right.
A couple of deadlines in play, and then we'll get into the newspaper articles, unless you guys have more that you want to cover.
Keep going with where you are.
Now, Spencer has until tomorrow, April 2nd, to file a second amended complaint. Remember, he already amended the complaint once.
Okay.
Remember when he went from Avalos – to Midwest.
Yes.
So he has till tomorrow to file another one. They had a meeting. They had a conference yesterday. He has till tomorrow. Match has until May 2nd to file a motion to dismiss.
Right.
Which I'm sure is what they're going to do. Because they're going to say this is all ridiculous. None of the law pertains to what these people are claiming and everything. And I've seen the thing, you know, we can't factually prove any of this stuff.
Right.
Of course they're doing what the defense is going to do. If they're going to go for a motion to dismiss, they might not get it.
Right.
It looks like they probably will, but who knows? Who knows? Spencer might not have another porn star waiting. I don't know. Now, Spencer has until May 23rd to file one last amended complaint, and this is his last chance. So after Match responds,
right?
You know, they say, well, I want this dismissed. Mm-hmm. Spencer has about another 3 weeks, about 21 days, to go, no, here's why you shouldn't dismiss.
Yeah.
So that stuff's coming up soon. So we're going to be able to talk about that in the next month and a half.
Right.
Well, Lisa in the chat says that she thinks that he needs some paralegals.
I don't think he can afford them.
No, probably not.
The paralegals, he needs a comic in a basement.
He does.
And paralegals do all that grunt work,
yeah.
Are there any questions or comments from the nuts and bolts of the case? Does everybody understand what's going on? We went from this class action suit with all these, you know, causes of action to not even a real person now. Against them, they've gone from 45 to 15 complaints.
Yeah,
I mean, he does. I mean, do you guys have any questions about this?
No, Crimson Cat weighs in, and she says there's way too many nuisance lawsuits on the books nowadays. What a waste of taxpayers' money!
Yeah, but the headlines it made.
Headlines it made too. I get a funny feeling that my opinion is that the judge is going to probably agree to a motion to dismiss.
Yeah,
on Match.com.
We'll find out. All right, here's the first newspaper article. Just the first one. This one was published first.
Yes,
this is the New York Post.
Yes.
All right, let me. So I got to tell you guys, I've been in frequent contact with the writer from the Post, Rich Calder. Rich Calder from the New York Post, and I've been in contact. I reached out to him since the story about Midwest being the new name plaintiff appeared.
Right.
I had done a search. His story came up. I tweeted him on Facebook. He responded. So I've given Rich what? I tweeted him on Twitter. Yeah.
I was like, you tweeted him on Facebook.
No,
sorry.
I can't do that. No, I tweeted him on Twitter. So I've given Rich the evidence I have on Avalos. I've given him the screenshots.
Yes.
And everything. The stuff I've been holding back. I've been waiting for the right place.
Hoarder.
After talking to Rich. You know, listen, he wants to feel me out.
Yeah.
I want to feel him out and everything. You know, he's the guy for the Post. You know, I certainly have a vested interest in this for us and everything. So I give him all the evidence I have, including the screenshots, which nobody's seen.
Right.
They're not out there. In the next week I'm going to update our website, so hopefully all this stuff will be up there.
Right.
So you guys can see it for yourself. I have them. Like I said, I have the stuff. I would never lie to you guys like that. The screenshots did not appear in the Post. They did not appear in the Post because the Post lawyers were not 100% sure they could prove authenticity.
Okay.
I get that. They don't.
Photoshop or something.
Well, not even that. It wasn't even that. It was like, is this really the boyfriend or is it like a fake profile?
I say.
That was the argument. I get that. That being said, I'm very confident that if I was given enough time,
yes,
I would have been able to validate that for the post.
Yeah.
Because I'm 100%, just even with timelines, the way everything was. Like, for instance, Spencer calls me up and yells at me.
Right.
And then the like a couple hours later, the boyfriend posts mocking him, which we have. We have that screenshot's on there where he's saying the Spencer's afraid of me and everything. And then a couple hours after that, that disappears and Spencer writes me a lovey-dovey email.
Yeah.
So I mean,
too obviously, and also, to trace it.
And also, if this went to the court of law, I mean, we're talking about a newspaper in May, but if this went to the court of law, if this was in a match, they would get the records from Facebook because Facebook has all this information,
right?
So they would get subpoenaed and I'm sure turn it over,
if
the judge ruled that this was important to the case.
Sure,
but that's why it wasn't in there. The post couldn't take the chance. That being said. You know, Calder felt pretty good with what he was looking at.
He did his due diligence to figure out if you were on the up and up, and you showed him that you were.
Wait, and remember,
he felt
remember
now.
We have the trail, both audio and paper, of our work on this since 2012.
Yes.
So everything's out there.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're Johnny come lately.
Can I just throw in one quick thing? I just want to show, just for the simple fact, that two big newspapers in New York are going with evidence and facts that we've been stating. When you folks listen to us and then you hear all these other anti-scamming people rant against us, look at the facts that we present and the results that we get in a legit form. And I just, you know, it just shows that a lot of validity that we have when people talk against us.
I agree with you, and I feel the people that listen to this show know that.
Yeah.
There's always going to be haters. I mean, there was anti-scammers. I told you the hate that we received when I came out with it. I'm a pompous comic who thinks who I am, posting this nonsense. Really?
I understand that, but just the validity, just for the statement that you made, that they ran with facts, two major newspapers ran, just shows to the validity that we have in the research that
the
we
credibility
do, and the credibility
like I said guys, I got something so much dirtier on her, but I can't prove it, so I'm not going to put it out there.
Too bad.
But if they bring me into the case, I got emails and they can subpoena people, and
it's juicy.
But I'm not going to put it out there for you, because if it's not legitimate, it's not fair to Avalos.
Right.
And I'm not going to do that. I'm not against this girl.
No.
I'm against this girl. She's a scammer.
Yes.
I don't want to see scammers get money and everything, but it's not personal with me. I don't know her.
No.
I don't think we'd get along very well, it turns out. I mean, I might be bored.
If I ever have a cocktail party, I'll make sure that both of you don't show up, but, you know.
Well, you won't, so I'll be fine. All
right. Yeah, I'm not very antisocial, but
exactly. We'll be fine. It's me and Joe hanging out at the diner. That's the cocktail party. Yes. We doing this in Jersey, the island. That's the question. Yeah. Is Pip coming? Yeah, she's coming. Okay, good.
Pickle bar. We'll go.
Yeah, pickle bar.
All right. So anyway, so I feel I can do it now. Also, if the time comes, like I said, Match can get the records from Facebook. So this is what. So Spencer, this is what he put in the post. Spencer told the post. This is from the article, from the online article. We didn't make
online
the paper.
Article.
We didn't make the paper edition. Some things had to be cut. Whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We're on online. It's
still
fine. Spencer told the Post on Sunday he booted Avalos after receiving complaints that she and her boyfriend had previously sold sexy pictures of herself to the very same Nigeria-based internet scammers whom she claimed in the suit exploited her. New Jersey comedian Davin Rosenblatt.
Yay!
Yay.
By the way, I had no control of this. I would have put the radio show. I have no control over these articles.
I would rather have you put the show in there, too, because every time they say comedian, look what I've had. Dogs are funny. Yeah, so. What are you going
to
do? It is what it is.
I don't control these things.
No, you don't. No, with those guys.
But just for everybody, I want to get the show in there. But these aren't my articles.
Right.
So, you know.
And dogs are funny.
Dogs are funny. So New Jersey comedian Davin Rosenblatt, who reports about internet scams on a weekly internet radio show, provided him with many of the Avalos tips based on his research.
Yes.
So here's the thing. He told the Post he booted her, but in the court documents he said she asked to be removed.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah.
And then he goes, many complaints. We all know.
Yes.
There wasn't many complaints.
No.
We were the only one that had the story. And once we appeared in the Miami New Times,
which
Terrence reported,
right.
That was our first opportunity in the mainstream. Once we appeared in the Miami New Times, Avalos got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer got involved. Spencer was on the phone to me.
Yes.
We all know the phone wasn't ringing off the hook. No. It was us.
Yes.
So Spencer said Avalos wanted out because of the media attention.
Because she hates it.
She hates attention. Yes. Yes. Nice.
Joe, are you being sincere?
No.
To Joe's point, anybody who knows Evolus and her boyfriend knows they crave as much attention as possible. The only reason she may have wanted out, and it's possible, only may, because she did not want the FBI or the IRS sniffing around us to see where the money comes from.
Because
remember, 2010, her boyfriend tells how proud they are, he is that they're on food stamps.
Right.
Now she's posting things on Facebook. I'm buying a new coach bag, got all the new bounce houses for the bounce house thing. I'm getting my nails did and everything.
Yep.
You know, well, the bounce house business isn't that good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good, baby. It ain't that good.
No.
So, you know what? You really don't want the IRS or the FBI, which is what I've wanted. I want somebody to check her out, find out, because I can't do it. See, you know what? If the girl's clean, then let it happen. I'll be the first one to say, my bad. Good for her.
Right. But you know what? Same as I said before, follow the money.
Exactly. So that's the only reason.
Yeah.
She would want out because of the attention.
Yeah, because I think of that. And I wonder, like I said, is she stupid or smart as a whip? Because you would think if she's as dumb as she seems, the boyfriend would have told her maybe we want to back out. But the boyfriend was the biggest proponent of going after this.
Going after it, thinking he's going to have some hell of a payday. Oopsie.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I have a very good idea where the money's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a very good idea. If Match subpoenas me, I'll have to tell Match.
Yep.
I'll have to give the names and the information and the emails I have.
Yep.
And I guess the Match attorneys will have to do their due diligence and follow that.
Right.
And things could get dicey for Evolus. Or she'll be vindicated.
Yep.
But either way, if she's in it and they subpoena me, she's going to be under the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm easy to find.
Microscope.
Microscope. Yep. God damn it, words.
Sorry. Words are hard.
They are for me. They elude me, this language.
I actually went with microphone fiction because you have to take the stand and so I have to sit by the microphone and talk.
I know.
So you actually slid away on my end.
Thank God. I got past the pit bull and the chihuahua bit me in the ass.
Funny.
I cannot talk about it.
So now, as far as the Harrington Smith thing,
yeah,
he blames the fiasco on miscommunication.
And who is she?
Smith.
I'm kidding.
Oh, go buy a chihuahua. See, I blame it on shoddy lawyer work.
Yeah.
Because as we discussed, you can't name her if you don't have her explicit permission.
You would have to contact, if there's something like that, you would have to contact that by the time they go, all right, you know, this is what we want to do, this is what we're going to do. Now, a lawyer would have a paralegal or himself contact this woman and say with her, look, we're doing, you know.
You got to have a plan B. If this woman's not
But you've got to do your homework.
Right, but I'm saying, you don't know, she hasn't said A-OK yet. Her lawyers haven't responded to you yet in writing. You can't take silence to mean no. You can't mean silence to be complicit with your activities.
Right.
It's like it's not the same, but it's like rape.
Rape.
But she didn't say no. All right.
That doesn't mean it's
okay. Now that works here is I bang everybody and gag them.
There's a project that we're working on that we've been going back and forth and making sure we're trying to get doing our research thoroughly. Maybe going to an event. You're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Just to do this project that we want to do. This is a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. This guy is saying that she's going to be the lead person in this, and they haven't even done the research whether she's legally bound to even want to do this.
Right.
How stupid can you be?
It's incredibly ignorant.
And this guy is going up against they're going to be going up against the biggest lawyers in the country. It's not a car accident where you're going against somebody.
It's a train wreck.
But it's not some shoddy accident where you're going to be going through with some other Huckleberry lawyer. You know, I mean, you really got to know your stuff.
Here's the thing. Nobody, it's pretty apparent to me, in this class action suit, if there was other people, wanted to step up to be named.
No,
because the truth is, nobody except Harrington wants to be associated with this mess because it reeks of money grabbing ambulance chaser. It's a loser.
But what they probably thought was they'll go up against Match.com. Match.com might feel that maybe the people will start not using it because it's not a thing. They're looking for $4.5 billion. We'll throw them $100,000 and get rid of them.
Right.
It's worse than to do the lawyers.
I want people to consider and kind of like patting ourselves on the back. If you guys remember when that story first came out in November.
Yes.
In November, Fox News and other places, they debated. They had their legal experts debating on the merits of this. Do you remember this? We heard some of the video clips. We did the research. You know, some of them said, well, it's got a good chance. Some of them say it's never going to get there.
Right.
They actually had legal minds debating. It was never up for grabs here. we've been saying since day one, this doesn't stand
never
a chance.
Happen.
It's not going to happen.
No. Yeah.
This is a money grab. It's full of holes, which a lot of which I proved on our site, and then he had to amend things again.
But they're hoping that, like I said, Match.com will go, we've been doing all this stuff. We'll just buy him off to get rid of him. However, Match.com is coming out and going, no, this is the conditions of using our site. We are in the law. Here is the law.
Yeah.
The Spencer argument is these people, because they're not part of Match.com, never agreed to the terms of agreement. That's the argument. So that they're not covered by it.
Oh, okay.
That's Spencer's argument. Which, you know, you can make that argument. You know, these people never... But you got to find somebody who's bitching about it.
Yeah, really.
Somebody who's not a scammer.
Somebody's got to take the stand.
Yes, apparently not.
And if they can't get somebody to take the stand, they get who are you? Your work goes back to what we originally discussed when we started this. You're working on hearsay. You can't present a case on hearsay.
No.
Has anybody ever watched Perry Mason or Law and Order or any of that stuff?
I actually have not watched an episode of any of that stuff, but I've heard of those.
But I mean, you know.
Oh, I love Law and Order, and that's where I learned all of my legal training.
You and Spencer. All right, let's get to the daily news because we were in the daily news as well.
Yes,
I was not aware of this right away, but it was made aware to me. So the daily news here. Now we were actually featured more prominently in the daily news,
which is bizarre.
Here's what you need to know about that: the daily news did not speak with me in regards to this article. So you got Rich Calder, who I've been talking to for months about this and other things and everything.
Yeah,
you know, feeling each other out. Me saying, "Listen, man, these are my concerns." Well, what about this? What about that? He's getting a feel for the way my mind works. He's working on his own thing and everything. But at least he knows if he's going to put me in the paper.
Yeah.
If he's going to put me in the paper, at least he is confident that he's dealt with me and has seen the stuff.
Right.
So he's signing his name to it. It's like, well, if I'm going to put Rosenblatt in there, I talked to the guy. I'm going to put my name on it. But I've done a little bit of research. I've spent enough time, whether it be email or texting or talking, to get a feel if this guy's just a guy trying to get famous, if you will, or if this guy knows his stuff.
Right.
Calder put in the time. He put in the time.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Our PR, now the Daily News started covering this at the end of November, beginning of December. Our PR girl at the time, Kristen, was blown off by the writer covering it. Her name was Ginger. That was the original. This Ginger woman drove Kristen nuts. I mean, because Kristen's, you know, she's working hard on this and everything. I know she was, because I spoke to Kristen about this at the time and everything.
Right.
And this Ginger woman is just really not giving her the respect.
Okay.
And giving us the gravitas that we deserve, because
we
had the stuff. So I did wind up speaking with the writer covering the story in late November, early December. I spoke with the writer, and she immediately went running to Evans to regurgitate more fabrications. When the story first broke, remember, the Post had this on, like, a big story on page one.
Right.
I mean, a big story.
Page 7. But
no, but I mean, like, when the first time, I didn't mean page one. I mean, they had a big story, a big splash for one day.
Right.
Okay.
The Daily News had it for 2 days. Because remember, what the Daily News did is after the first story broke, which everybody had.
Yes.
They all had it wrong, but they all had it. The news, I guess they went down to Florida because they regurgitated the same story about the Yonkers man who killed himself, of the image using Juliana, that ABC screwed up on 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
That we reported on a year ago. They basically regurgitated the same stuff. So they think they're breaking news, but this stuff is already out there.
Right.
It was this guy, Sorelli, who lived in Yonkers. ABC News reported it. And ABC's 2020 botched it.
Yes.
and the funny thing is, now that this is big news, but this was actually a backstory to a more major story that was going on in that 2020 program.
Yeah.
Which was reason it was pulled. We all thought that was pulled because of this, but it was pulled for a whole other story, which was a more major story at the time.
Well, and a whole other mistake.
So the article by the Post appeared yesterday, came out a few hours before the Daily News article.
Yes.
Came out a few hours. Today, Donald Miller of the Piccolino Agency has tried to contact the Daily News to see if they would actually like to interview the person they cited in the latest article. You would think, well, we're gonna feature him prominently. You know, I guess we should talk to him. They haven't spoken. They haven't called him back.
Seriously?
Have not called him back. That tells you. Tells you what they're doing over there. New York's hometown paper. Yuck, we're screwed.
That's crazy.
How do you not call him? You're gonna name me prominently?
Yeah.
As a big reason
as
that this
a
is
source?
Because they figured, well, Calder did his work. If Calder put it in. If Calder, yeah.
I mean, and here's another. It's funny you say that, because Calder used the word hottie.
Okay.
And like I said, that came out a couple hours later. Beekman, who's, I want to make sure I got it right. I believe it's Beekman. I will Pretty sure it's Beekman. The
guy on the story, on the story, because I
just on the Daily News.
I was trying to find the right. writer on that. I can't
the Daily
myself.
News article a few hours later also uses the word hottie. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
They're talking about you, right?
Right.
Most certainly.
But hottie, Devin Rosenblatt.
But the deal is this: we've had discussions, and you've seen a lot of outlets how lazy the news is.
Oh my God!
You know, so
he copied his paper.
Calder is a respected writer. The news figures, well, we got to run something on it. We'll go with basic facts off of Calder's story because we know Calder's a good writer, and we'll just use it on that.
It's so, like he was looking over at his desk and going, "What has he got?"
I don't understand how they're not calling me.
I mean,
as a journalist, aren't you curious? What's this Rosenblatt about? Who the hell is he?
They're not
heard of him.
They're not calling you because basically it's the story where they feel like they have enough facts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll state your name, but it's pretty much it is what it is. We'll take what Calder did because I'm sure Calder spoke with him. We'll go with Calder. Why should we go bother when Calder did all the work? We'll put it in there. There's no reason to call you.
All right. So this is what
unless I'm sorry, just to preface that. Just unless this story gets more in depth.
Right.
As the case progresses, then they know your name. They know, you know, they could find you, and they'll call you then.
All right. So this is what appeared in the Daily News.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than the Post. Some similarities, some differences. Spencer, it's obviously not the whole article, but
right.
I don't know if we made the print version of the Daily News. I'm not sure.
Mm.
I know we were on the online version. You can check it out, yesterday's paper. Spencer left the Florida beauty off the lawsuit when he amended the complaint in January, replacing her with Melissa Midwest, also known as Melissa Harrington, except now she's Melissa Smith.
Yes.
You might want to know that! He decided to drop Avalos after receiving tips that she herself was a crook.
That's what they put.
I'm not making this up. This is from the Daily
News.
She
herself was a crook.
Spencer decided to drop Avalos after receiving tips that she was a crook.
Dude, I have a word for you. It's called allegedly.
Now,
hold on. Let me. What? No. Well, I mean, I got more with this.
Read the next paragraph. And
thank
I'll,
you, Joe.
Then I can speak, if I may speak.
Of course, you can, Joe.
Woof.
Thank you.
We wait on it. Davin Rosenblatt, a New Jersey comedian who reports on cybercrime. The two don't go hand in hand. You really need to say I got a radio show. You think I'm doing dick jokes and by the
they
way, watch that one.
They're going to state the facts right now. Oh, he's not even getting a call.
All right. So Davin Rosenblatt, a New Jersey comedian. Yeah, it's true, Jeff. What am I thinking? Who reports on cybercrime told Spencer he had proof that Avalos and her boyfriend sold photos to scammers.
Now, here's the thing where I'm a little concerned. Is that they wrote, he decided to drop Avalos after receiving tips that she herself was a crook. You never said, and then they put you right under there. They're kind of giving you the illusion that somebody could misconstrue that you called her a crook. You never called her a crook.
No.
They're putting words into your mouth.
I said I got proof that her and the boyfriend are selling pictures to Nigerian scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, the Daily News never spoke. This is coming from Spencer.
Yes.
So it's not coming from
me. This is going to be a very important thing because if they try to come after you for libel, you know,
never said it.
That's true.
I mean, if you look at the busted page on davinsden.com, those are the emails.
We never ever.
I said I don't know.
She was a crook.
No.
I said it's possible.
Yeah.
I said she needs to be investigated.
Right.
I would love for her not to be.
Right. Yeah.
And I would give her an apology.
And in the Post article where they actually did speak to you, they never said that she was
a
crook.
No.
There was allegations because of the fact that she might be involved with the scammers.
Right.
Daily News that did not.
She's a crook.
This is the problem with the media.
Yes.
The Daily News, just to make maybe a little bit more fanfare than the Post, says that she was a crook and then has Davin under that where you can misconstrue that he called her a crook. Which is not the case. We have the transcripts as well. We never once called her a crook.
No.
Never.
I'm going to get through these next bunch of sentences from the article.
Okay.
And then we can discuss. I'll raise my issues and everything because you're going to want to talk after I read the next couple of sentences.
Okay.
All right. Despite removing Avalos from the case, Spencer is standing by her story. He still believes the Florida woman is authentic, and he may restore her to the lawsuit in the future, he told the Daily News in an interview Monday. The lawyer said he took Avalos off the case largely to protect her from angry scam victims who were hounding her with angry emails and phone calls.
Oh, that's why, huh?
I talked with her over the weekend, and I don't believe the tips, Spencer said. Spencer removed Avalos from the lawsuit because she requested that she be withdrawn, the lawyer said, in the court document filed Thursday. This is all one article. Let me get into this.
Wait, say that last sentence again.
Yes. I'll actually read them back to back if I can afford them. The lawyer said he took Avalos off the large case, largely to protect her from angry scam victims who were hounding him. about phone calls and emails. Now, remember before it was about tips earlier.
Right.
The scam tips. So now we got two reasons why he took her off.
Yes.
The court documents and what he says now. Spencer removed Avalos from the lawsuit because she requested that she be withdrawn. He's got three freaking versions in one damn story.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Wow.
Well, look at this. Now,
look at this.
Well, here's why he is saying she on this end, he took Avalos off the case largely to protect her from angry scam victims who were hounding her with the angry emails and phone calls. Let's say that the paper called him or contacted him and said, "Well, this guy Davin Rosenblatt, he says that he has these allegations. Well, I'm taking Avalos and you're taking Avalos off the case. Yeah, I'm taking her off the case because basically this guy is hounding me, you know, and saying that he's got proof and he's got proof.
Well, he didn't say I was hounding him.
But he was telling me that he's got proof in this. The paper will spin it around just saying, well, instead of putting him, just angry emails from anti-scammers. You see the way, if you ever know a story, and this is a case because we know the story. If you ever see a story in a paper about somebody you know.
Oh, yes.
How many times have you read the paper? That never happened. That didn't happen. They twist the story to fit the way they want it to go.
Have you ever gone to a town meeting?
No.
If you go to a town meeting, there are big snooze, but there was a reason I had to go to a town meeting once, some variance thing. And you go to the town meeting, you listen to what happened, and then you read what, like, there's a local paper guy sitting there taking down. You read what they said happened there, completely different thing.
All right, exactly. Let's get through this because time is running.
Yep.
All right. So let me get through the points of this. In the same article, he says he withdrew her because of my information. Then he says she requested out.
Yeah.
He leaves her off a multi-multi-million-dollar lawsuit because of tips that now he does not really believe.
Right.
And this is to you, Daniel Beekman. That's the name, writer for the Daily News. How does the writer Daniel Beekman not press him on these points? How does he just let Spencer regurgitate this crap and go, wait a minute, these two, you're talking
just
out
said
of
three different things.
You're talking out of every side of your mouth and your ass. What the hell are you doing? How does Daniel? This is our journalism. I mean, I know it's a tabloid newspaper, but how, Daniel Beekman, raise your game. I can't be doing the law job, the journalism job, telling Southwest where the plane's supposed to land, helping Pip with the cancer. I can't do it all, people. I need a little help.
I got it. Well, basically, they're probably figuring. Now, you got to think in their terms that this lawsuit might be so frivolous. That just to go with the basic facts. Now, if the judge denies reason to dismiss and this case goes full bore, you'll probably be seeing a lot more of conflicting testimony what was on the court because he's not going to put in the court documents that, you know, there are scammers that think she's in on this. That's not going to look good to him.
There's not scammers that think she's in on it.
Anti-scammers.
Yeah, us and our audience.
He's not going to put that in the court papers because the judge is going, well, why is this? He's going to put in that she feels funny that being in the case.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
you've got to switch it around.
Evan Spencer, here's the thing. This is right to you. You don't listen because you're not that bright, but if somebody does listen and tells it to you, if you think I'm full of crap, why don't you come after me for slander, man?
Yeah.
You like lawsuits? Come at me. I'm right here. I haven't been hiding.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
No.
Don't say I'm full of crap. All right, so let me go on. So here's the thing. The truth is, here's what I think happened. I don't know if it's the truth. The truth is Avalos is pissed because Spencer hung her out to dry. Yesterday on her Facebook page, she posted. I don't know if it's related, but there's three tides. Don't believe everything you hear. This is right after the Post article came out. Don't believe everything you hear. There's three sides to every story. The truth. You know, my side, your side, and the truth. She put that out.
Right.
She sees this thing in the Post. She's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you really? So here's the thing. Spencer leaves it as she might be a crook.
Yes.
He leaves it. You're her lawyer, dude. Now you're trying to backpedal from that. You told me you knew Avalos. Oh, you knew him real well. And her boyfriend, Grant. But you don't know him well at all, do you?
No.
You lied. You had no idea. Now your head is spinning because your ass is out there and you don't have your first plaintiff. You don't have your second plaintiff. Your first plaintiff is just money greedy enough to maybe take you back. But if she has a brain and her boyfriend has a brain, they're going to realize how crappy you did them. How dare you leave her out there and insinuate that maybe I think she's a crook. That's your client. Even if you don't believe it, even if you think she's a crook, You stand up for your client. That's what you do. Yeah. You're covering your ass. Then they got pissed off at you, and you're trying to kiss her ass back. You suck on every level and every part of being an attorney. And I can't stress it far enough.
And I'm not thrilled about the crook thing, too, because it's kind of insinuating that we called her a crook. We never ever,
called her a crook.
Ever called her a crook. Yeah. Damn it. We have all the
Here's what I said,
right here.
And I'll say it real again. I have screenshots of her boyfriend saying that they sell her pictures to Nigerian scammers for money.
Yep.
I have other allegations and other things that I've seen that lead me to believe that she's not the innocent victim she portrays.
Right.
That's not being called a crook.
No.
That's just
not my words.
Stating evidence.
That's just saying,
it's stating evidence.
This is what they said.
The other way around, this is insinuation. We're just saying, hey, this is what they've said.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyway, where was I? Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Spencer. You told me you knew them. You don't know them. You're too lazy to research me and my evidence.
Too lazy to research anything.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is nobody wants a part of your case. They smelled you coming a mile away. This was never a class action suit. This was the hopes that other people would glom onto it.
Yes.
Because if you were a brains beast, we said, why don't you have a soldier? Because there were no soldiers. You said there were soldiers. There were no soldiers.
No.
Nobody wanted to be part of this. The fact of the matter is, Avalos wanted the attention, which she got. Because she has a Facebook page, which all of a sudden had like 600 likes after one day. Wonder where she bought those. You know, proclaiming this. Proclaiming this lawsuit when it originally happened. She still posts about this lawsuit and everything. She wanted the attention.
Hmm.
But the fact is, nobody wants to be part of your case. You've probably completely ruined your own standing in the legal community.
And
how do you put it out there that you let her off because she might be a crook? I can't get over that.
Well, Crimson Cat in the chat says, come on, Davin, he's an attorney, for heaven's sake. Do you actually expect the truth?
Well, here's the thing. My cousin's an attorney.
Yeah.
And I told him what's going on. I showed
him. Is his name Vinny?
No.
Sorry.
And my cousin's an attorney. Really? Ugh.
Sorry.
Hating you.
And he goes, this guy gives attorneys bad names.
Yeah.
Get him. The New York.
Yeah.
He might be so upset over the way Spencer might be so upset over the way he was treated by Avalos and the husband.
He's got nobody to blame but himself.
But even though, you know, that he didn't do his research, they were goofing on him.
Were goofing. Well,
they made fun of him and stuff like that. Well, he might just figure, you know what, after seeing all this evidence and the way you treated me and the way you never really disclosed this stuff, the hell with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you a crook.
And he's mentioned in the Daily News, Spencer has told reporters that it's not out of the realm of possibility that he could bring Avalos back into the suit. She's damaged.
Oh, he's just trying
I sunk her, and you poured the dirt on her.
Yeah.
You Malaysian airlined her. She's lost.
Malaysian airlined her.
You did more damage to her than I ever could have done. Because when push came to shove, you didn't have her back. You're supposed to be her advocate. Listen, man, I know I'm just a comic. But I know a little bit more than that. So let's get into this. Let's get into this a little bit. Because I want to talk to something that Joe has spoken about eloquently a few times about this. Or about this particularly. And, you know, I was talking to Calder. And this is the feeling I got. He was really hoping I had a law degree. He's like, well, you passed the bar. I'm like, no. He's like, well, you graduated law school. I'm like, nah, dude. I left to do comedy full time. You know, like Joe said, you know, they see comedian. Ha, 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 ha.
Right.
I believe Calder believes it adds credibility to me.
Yeah.
But he's checked me out. Calder's checked me out, unlike Beekman, checked me out. And, you know, he can tell I deliver, I say what I have. Everything I've ever told Calder of the post that I have.
Yes.
I have.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I said, listen, I got this. Now, it's his article. He has the form. He can decide what to use and not to use. That's up to him. It's not my article. But he knows whatever I tell him. Whether it be this or other things that were other matters we're talking about, he knows I'm telling him the truth. I've established my credibility.
Right. And just for the record, if you were stating things and you didn't in actual fact have the actual evidence, if you didn't see
You're coming
it for
right
yourself,
after me.
No, well, I mean, actually
not
I
Calder,
think,
but I mean Spencer.
So, well, yes, but just to stay for the record, Joe and I wouldn't be sitting here, you know, seconding everything that you're saying, because we'd be like, You can't say that stuff without evidence.
Also,
I say, shut up, sit down.
Also,
got a show to do. Shut up, stupid.
Also,
yes, you might say that.
I'm not a lawyer. However, I was raised by one of the top 15 legal secretaries in the country.
They do polls on that?
Well, she was one of the top. And,
yeah.
And
I
she,
didn't see that on Blender or BuzzFeed.
But she used to teach me, anytime you get in anything or involved with anything, you make sure you have your facts because you're going to get called on them, and you better make sure if you're going to stick your neck out on anything, you better make damn well sure you got your facts.
All right.
So, you know, so.
This does speak to the bias that we have faced since day one with this. There's been a massive bias. We've had the story. We had the story before Match was getting sued.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We've reported on the story before. Here's the deal. We are comics.
Yes.
You got three comics here. You got a mysterious woman who we don't know what she really does. She has a lot of cats. You got a guy who's in a band, does comedy, sells plumbing equipment. You got a full-time comic who does this radio show. That's what you got. We're not lawyers here. We are comics, and we scooped everybody.
Yeah.
In the mainstream media. We scooped you all. You ignored us. We scooped you. We had the story. It's just the way it is. Just like we have other stories that we've reported, and they're going to come out. You got scooped again.
Yeah.
Because we are real. This is real. This rogue people with time on their hands. We're the future.
Yeah, that's a great name for the show, too.
Yes. We are the future. Fortunately, Calder had the brains and work ethic to at least look into me, as opposed to the most who can't be bothered to do their job properly.
Yeah.
At least he said, you know what, maybe there's something here. Let me dig. Let me do what an investigative reporter is supposed to do and investigate.
Yeah. Well, Crimson Cat says in the chat, and I think this is pertinent right now, you never get caught telling the truth. There's nothing to get caught at. You're telling the truth.
That's true.
Okay.
Got to jot that down.
Yeah. Nobody will accuse you of getting caught telling the truth, Joe. You'll be fine. So, like I said, Calder did what he's supposed to do. We pitched this story tirelessly to dozens of media outlets. When you guys were splashing it all on your front pages and your websites and your TV shows, we were pitched it to you. We were making phone calls, whether it be Donnie from Piccolino, Kristen, or me. Mm-hmm. There were emails. We were pitching you. And there's actually only two reporters that cared enough to report the truth.
Right.
There's two reporters out of these dozens. There's Terrence McCoy,
yes,
of the Miami New Times, who really got the ball rolling for us.
Right.
Who gave us our first exposure. So kudos to Terrence McCoy and Rich Calder of the New York Post.
Yes.
Props to you guys. Kudos to you, gentlemen. Shame on the rest of you for not giving the public the truth and only reporting sensationalized crap.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't like me. The fact of the matter is, if I say it, it's true. And I got to believe there's other people like me out there. And people want to know the truth. They don't just want to see a hot bikini model with a bunch of crap that's going nowhere.
Right. Speak for yourself. But
Well, all right. I mean, sure. I mean, for, you know, for 5-10 minutes at a time, I would like to.
Yeah. But then after that, I want the truth.
So that's my take. I will let you guys have your say.
Basically, on that, I think the interest is coming now because this story is is starting to move on towards litigation.
Yes,
and I also
or not.
But my thing is that this guy, who's the lawyer again?
Evan Spencer.
Evan Spencer probably figured I'll go to Match.com. I'm going to ask for $4.5 billion. They're going to go look if people. This might not look good at on us. That we're using these profiles, and he probably figured they'll settle and we'll get out of town. I don't have to know all my facts. I could just ham and egg this, and I could get this, you know, get this done. Not realizing that we were going to be lurking around, making the story a little bit more expansive and on the credibility of his witness. Now he's got to find another one. Now it's starting to pick up now because now he's got
to
get
think
this
about,
other.
Not to interrupt you, but to interrupt you. Think about.
Yes, to interrupt you.
Think about how we changed the course of this. Not to pat ourselves on the back, but if we're not there, Avalos is still the named plaintiff.
Avalos is still there.
This is still going forward. Melissa Midwest is never in this.
No.
Yes. I don't think Spencer felt this was going to go on as long as it was. He was probably going to do like
he's very early still in the case, Joe.
I understand that, but I think his thing was a quick money grab.
Yes.
Where he threatens for $4.5 billion, figures that
that wasn't the original number, Joe.
What was the
$1.5 billion?
All right, $1.5 billion. He goes at $1.5 billion. He figures Match.com will throw us $100,000 to get lost, or $250,000 to get lost, and we're done.
I got
to
ask a question here. Since this is no longer a class action suit,
yes,
and we really don't know if there was anybody else in the suit, who was going to get that $1.5 billion? Who was going to get that $4.5 billion? Were they just going to divvy that up? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. But there's nobody that wants to come forward, and then you just snap your fingers and go, well, this isn't a class action suit anymore? That's kind of weird.
And the only thing about a class action suit is that you would have to appoint a trustee to distribute the settlement.
Yes.
You know, there's trustees that do that. Now, if you've got to name all these people, and you've got to have a trustee. Now, a trustee probably would be a third party. Davin, we think a third party as a trustee to distribute. Now, the trustee is going to want to know, who am I writing checks to? Who are these people?
Well, I would think when it got to the time, if this proceeded, and Donnie actually put this in my head, but I think he's right. I don't know for sure. Wouldn't you have to disclose everybody to Match.com in that class action suit? So if they wanted to question people?
I believe. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
But I would assume. But
you have to name people in the class action.
He's never named. He named Raven Riley. He named more of Shane's clients.
Right.
If you will. there's never been anybody but a couple of porn stars that Shane named, and Avalos. He said he had all these other people. Nobody stepped up.
No, especially if he's all ready to drop.
If you have a stake in this, oh, crap, there goes Avalos. There goes Midwest, as she's called by her family.
Midwest.
All right, fine. You know what? I believe in this. I want a piece of this. Fine. I'm clean. I'm going to come up. I'll be the named one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you do that?
Of course. If you had legitimate people who were not porn stars or people with...
Porn stars are legitimate people. But
but I mean, like, you know, people who are not going to have such skeletons in their closet that the minute you mention it, people are going to blow them up. But nobody did blow them up. Davin blew them up.
Right, but not only
I blew up the porn stars.
Right.
Yes, he did.
But you say, well, you're going to have somebody like a porn star? Wouldn't? Okay, fine. That's who you want to use? Don't you want her consent?
Yeah.
Don't you want to sit with her and have a meeting and go over the consent?
Even the director knows you can't have a movie without consent.
Right, right. But wouldn't you even have a meeting to sit down and find out if she isn't, you know, willing to go on this before you proceed?
Even have her on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, talk to the actual person you're supposedly representing, not her husband. I mean, don't you see, Evan, don't you see like a pattern here? You're talking to the guys who are supposedly, you know, representing these women. You have to talk to the actual people, and you know you can't talk to their boyfriends or their ex-husbands or their next-door neighbor. You actually have to talk to the women and find out what's going on.
By the way, for the record, I did email before I saw the Daily News article. I did email Spencer before I saw the backpedal and thank him for the acknowledgement. No, I was being sincere. Well, thanks for the acknowledgement.
That's fine.
Yeah. But he didn't respond. And then I saw the backpedal. Up, oh, back. I mean, this guy, he's... like it's like I said, you know what? There might have been some points of merit and contention, but this was the wrong case, being done with the wrong plaintiffs by the wrong attorney, and this is what I was afraid of. Because you're not going to get another shot at this. You're not going to get another shot in the court of law to actually do something to stop these frauds and fake. I'm not in the barrel for Match.com.
No.
But you screwed it up.
But
Match is just brushing you off.
Yeah.
But how many times?
By the way, they should call me and thank me.
They
should.
And also, as a judge, when you're representing the case,
as
a judge, you're going to sit there and look at Spencer and go, how many versions of this are you going to bring to me? You know how patience the judges have.
Yes.
How many versions are you going to bring? This is the third version. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm not. Get out of here.
You know what? There's a guy dead on the floor. We think that the butler did it. Yeah. No, it was the janitor.
Worst game of Clue ever.
No, No, it was the nurse. Wait a minute. Wait.
It's going to discredit him because he's bringing... Well, he's got the second version. Now he might have to come up with the third.
Right.
The judge is not going to entertain
this.
This thing is horseshit. Get this out of here.
Yeah.
He put himself front and center in this case.
Yeah.
He put himself front and center. I think this guy, he's really... I think he's really damaged his reputation. I don't know what type of reputation. I mean, his big lawsuit, he protected some porn movie against Star Wars. George Lucas was suing him and he won that. That's his big claim to fame, Evan Spencer's. But I got to think that that Spencer has really damaged his reputation with this. I mean, just from an outsider.
I can't.
This looks bad.
Don't you think that
Not that he cares what I think.
Well, I mean, like, I happen to know of one or two attorneys, and I know that other people who know of these local attorneys snigger behind their backs because of some of the things that they've pulled. You know, like, I know that this one local guy, he obviously did not have all his stuff together for a law case, and so he feigned illness that day, and it was so obvious.
Does that work?
Well, it was so obvious the way he did it. I mean,
I pulled a gavel.
He got away with it, but everybody rolls their eyes when his name comes up because they go, oh, what did he do now? I mean, it's amazing that he still has a job and he gets clients.
And not only that, I
but,
mean,
yeah, he ruined his own. He ruined his own reputation from shenanigans, and that's what this guy did.
Yeah, and if you think this guy, you know, if this guy Spencer thinks he's a big deal, I mean, he should have a paralegal staff. And the paralegal staff is his job, is their job to look into.
I get I don't know this, so I'm not saying this is fact. I'm just saying my impression is, this is a one man operation.
Yeah. I get a funny feeling it is, too.
Which is fine, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
but you got to know your limitations.
But if you do your,
you got to walk before you run.
Yes. You've got to do your homework, and you've got to know as an attorney that you're going to be going up against some of the top attorneys in the country.
So what have we established here? Attorneys don't do their research.
Yeah.
And a lot of the leading members of the press and media don't do their research.
Yeah.
Good luck, America.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's
good luck.
It. That's it in a nutshell.
And you wonder why we're stupid.
And I'm sorry. I might be stepping on toes here. They don't do their research. A lot of people who are talking to scammers don't do their research.
Well, of course not. Clearly, if you did your research, you wouldn't be scammed.
Mm.
Right. But I'm saying, be cautious.
Well, this looks fake. Let's proceed.
Homework.
Oh, wait,
no,
that's what I do.
But I think that's the whole lesson, and that's the bigger lesson even for just general people. Do your damn homework.
That's always been our thing. Ask questions.
Ask questions. Do
journalists,
your homework.
Journalists, ask questions.
Don't just...
Lawyers.
Don't just hand it over, you know?
All right. I think we've done all the damage we can do here. I think this was clearly Wrecking Ball Radio tonight.
Yeah. Yep.
And you want to know something? I think the biggest jerk,
besides
the biggest April Fool of 2013, should go to Evan Spencer.
Well, I mean,
honorary
allegedly.
Mention. Allegedly.
Listen, man, you had your shot at talking to me. I'm just going to leave it this. Spencer, you had your shot at talking to me. What you did, though, is you lied to me, you threatened me, you disrespected me. That's when communications ended, my friend. I theoretically could have given you this stuff. You theoretically could have saved a lot of face and quietly removed her.
Yeah.
And if you had actually removed her, maybe I go away. Because my thing wasn't about this case. My thing was I did not want somebody who was potentially helping scammers to get money and look like the victim.
Right.
That was my thing. You should have handled yourself differently.
Yes.
You should know your clients. I hope you've learned a lesson. And with that, I'm sure I'll be getting sued soon.
The layers of hypocrisy.
It is what it is. But let's get us out of here. This was a fun show.
Yes.
I hope we took your mind off things, Miss Helix.
Yes.
I told you we would. I told you if I put my dick on the table and said, either look at it or I feed it to a hyena, you would be distracted.
And that hyena is so full.
Well, not for me. I'll tell you that right now.
I didn't say that.
An African man, yes. Me, it's a finger food.
I'm still wondering if he's working with the witch doctor.
You know what, Joe? I'll try to get him on the show. I'll see if we can do a conference call with the witch doctor and the hyena. You can ask the hard-hitting questions, Joe.
Look, whose tail is that? Who's a good hyena? Who's a baby?
We're just going to get that hyena and see if he's got a chip. Scan him for a chip.
What?
You know, they have these the chips so that you can find their home.
God damn, you are consistent.
A long road to a joke.
A long drop into a barrel.
It was a sentence.
Not a good one.
No, apparently not.
Mm. Remember when Pip was funny a couple weeks ago? That was good times. Success martial arts. Poor
Pip. You know, cat cancer just does that to you.
I see.
Are you a feline?
No.
Shouldn't do it to you.
No, didn't. No, not good.
No, enough. I appreciate you coming out here and putting in a fine effort tonight. No, I do. That was sincere. It was rough. I know you were very stressed out. We needed you for this show, and in all sincerity, thank you. Oh, okay. Thanks. See, now I've been nice. Okay, enough of that shit.
Enough of that.
Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716 or check them out at smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers, corporate functions, or perhaps legal meetings. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. How many times are you going to read it and not know it, really? All right. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and when you call, don't forget to ask them about their next comedy night. Seriously, ask them. I don't know. Goldberg's. Oh, my favorite!
Oh, no, the puppet's out.
You slop towel.
I thought you'd never get to me. You blew me off last week. I was not happy. Neither was I. Every time Joe gets blown off, I lose. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of the New York City to Orange County, New York. By the way, the Goldberg's staff was blown away that you could eat what you ate. The zombie on the road. They're like, it's not even a sandwich. How does he do them? Like, he's got a slop towel and a fork and a mouth.
And determination.
And much like a penis with a hyena, don't get too close.
You gotta get to the gig.
Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese, spreads, and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the zombie, which Joe is a fan of, potato pancake covered in brisket, homemade gravy, great for the road, for the Bronx Bomber, opening day, which is a square corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in. They're great for having your special event catered. They deliver all the time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them, 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. Surf Easy VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. That's the word, privacy. Trucker Tom's going to find this. Congrats, Trucker Tom. He's going to be thrilled with this product.
Yeah.
Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops like us, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Tom, feel free to look at all those sites that make you such an expert at Name That Orgasm. Use it to secure...
And get back to us.
Yes, use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots, like Joe mentioned, perfect for Tom. Or any time you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from their websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. Sidesplitting Productions. For comedians, DJs, murders, mysteries, and more, sidesplittingproductions.com will hook you up. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, where can people hear this?
People can hear us live every Tuesday at... the new ExtremeJams.com.
It's extreme!
ExtremeJams!
It's ExtremeJamZ.com. It's spelled strangely, and if you want to look it up, you're going to have to know how to spell it. WKAD Radio.
All true.
What's that?
It's all true.
Yeah, it's all true. Clutch and Wiggle. CyanNetRadio.com. TalkSuperStation.com. The Juggernaut MacDaddyRadio.com. iHeartRadio. TheIndieAuthority.com, RuthlessRadio.fm, and DavinsDen.com. And DavinsDen's available for download at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com,
PodAlmighty,
Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, and RuthlessRadio.fm. Go ahead, Joe.
The Kerry Edelman Show, unique and different. By incorporating guests' past and present experiences, the Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows,
go
to...
I'm a tongue wrangler. This tongue is getting away from me, and it's chasing that word.
To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family listen to it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.
Joe, where are you going to be?
I will be at Sutton Place in Long Beach, New York this Friday. It'll be a 9 o'clock show. Check that on out. 516-431-3133 for reservations.
Very, very good. Well, kids, this has certainly been a jam-packed show. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a lot going on.
I had fun with this show. But, you know, we got to close this out here.
You've had your fun with it.
I've had my fun.
And now you're going home.
Much like me! Joe, stick around! Why do you leave me, Joe?
Stick around.
Oh, you have youth girls. What about me?
Stick around being the optimal. The
Where's the slop towel in all this?
I'm right here, Joe. Why do I have to be in everything you do? I was chowing down on leftovers.
Wait, hold on a second. I got a little confused about who was who for a second. The hell is that doing? He's chowing down on leftovers.
That's Socky.
I'm Jizz Tube. I'm the Jizz Sock. He likes a puppet with a high voice for this type of thing. Makes you think it's like a female puppet.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm fine with that.
Sloppy's backstory. I'm asking you, Sloppy's backstory. You tell him.
Well, Joe, it's really time we leave. We don't have time for this. I'll try to put on a play for you in the future to abuse your little brain as you drive home.
Thank you, Sloppy.
Okay. Until then. You're an idiot.
And this is the way we end the show.
Yes. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
That list is growing, by the way. Either way, thank you for listening and keep on listening.
Thank you so much.